Blog Talk Radio.
You fucked up big time.
DA got that dope.
Ice water turn Atlantic. Night calling in a phantom. Told them hold it, don't you panic. Took an island, start the mansion. Drop the roof, more expansion. Drive a coupe, you can stand it. Bitches undercover. I'm an ass and titty lover. Guess we all meant for each other. Now that all the dogs free, and we out in these streets. Can you do it? Can you pop it for me?
Pull up in a demon on guard, looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit. It's that Z shit. Pull up in a demon on guard, looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod.
Blow the brains out the coop. Pulley on the top, but I'm on mute. I'ma bust her wrist down cause she cute. Fuck her on the yacht, I've been a pool. She an addict for the lifestyle in the paddock. Big daddy, have you ever felt Chanel fabric? I be dripping to death, I need a casket. And we got more strikes in the rough, I'm foul techo. In the middle of the field like David Beckham. All my niggas locked up for real, I'm tryna help them. When I got a meal, got me the chills, don't know what happened. Pop pill, do what you feel, I'm on that zombie. I'm more like a Taffy, I'm not no Gundy. I'm more like I'm David Goliath running. Niggas be cloning, I find it funny. We from the north, straight out the dungeon. From the north, I go in the mouth, she comes to me nuts. 300 the watch, it's out of your budget. Mean mugging got me clutching. Yeah, and this stick right out of Russia.
Ice water turn Atlantic. Night calling in a phantom. Told them hold it, don't you panic. Took an island, fled the mansion. Drop the roof, more expansion. Drive a coupe, you can stand it. Legends undercover. I'm an ass and titty lover. Guess we all meant for each other. Now that all the dogs free, and we out in these streets. Can you do it? Can you pop it for me?
Pull up in a demon on guard, looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit. It's that Z shit. Pull up in a demon on guard, looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit, it's that Z shit.
In a Hellcat, cause I'm a Hellraiser. Self-made, I don't owe a nigga name favor. When you get that money, nigga, keep your heart. I'm sliding in a coupe, ain't got no key to start. I got to follow me in BET Awards. When your well run dry, you know you need me for it. When I pull up in a Buick, you know what I'm doing. If the police get behind me, fleeing any lures. Sleeping on the pallet, turn me to a savage. I'm a Project Baby 9, staying Calabasas. Like I'm still surfing, like I'm still jacking. I be sipping on lean, trying to keep balance. Hit that Z-Walk, dick you with my Reebok. I don't say much, I just let the heat talk. Your jewelry water whoop, diamonds like re-rock. My little baby rock that dick like a seesaw. When I stepped up on the scene, I was on a beam. When I talked about the beam, I was in saline. Baby girl, you just a fleen, that ain't what I mean. Money busting out my jeans like I do skiing. Pull up in a demon on guard, looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit, it's that Z shit. Pull up in a demon on guard, looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit, it's that Z shit.
We back. I don't know. Let me look at my calendar. Yeah, I got to look and see if this the first Sunday or the second Sunday of this year. It's first Sunday. I'm going to call this the first Sunday show today. First Sunday. I hope everybody be respectful on this first Sunday. I see you there with your hand up. Give me a second. I got a few things we're going to get going this week. I don't know if that drunk-ass bud will be on, but, you know, I gotta screen the board to see if I see him on there. You know, he coming full-fledged. He about to got him to come on. But I'm going to get Pine to get Mike Harvey on. He had some issues over the holiday with certain individuals about them doing, well, first off, I want to say happy. I hope everybody had a good holiday, good New Year. You know, happy holiday, happy New Year. I gave you guys a break so you guys should spend time with your family. First of all, with me, I want to spend time with my family. But I was able to do that. But then, too, man, we have a little bad news to put out there to the race world, the guys out of Detroit, know him as Booty Brown. He passed away. I don't know if he passed away today or earlier this week, but we lost a fellow racer. Booty Brown, everybody knowing Lil Rod's buddy. He used to hang with he used to be with Mr. Willie, the Real Shire Gang, Mr. Willie, Plant, and Rod. I'm going to open you guys' mic up right here. But, yeah, we lost a good guy in the race world. I don't know that he passed away today or yesterday. And we're going to give him a little respect.
Kimo.
Hey.
Kimo. What's going on, Steve Ball? You said Booty Brown passed away?
Yeah, Booty Brown passed away. I don't know. I got it from the Big House. I don't know. Did he pass away today or yesterday? But, yeah, Booty Brown passed away, you know. Hold on, you guys. Hold on, guys. Hold on.
Damn,
go ahead.
Who came?
Yeah, he passed away. I don't know if – yeah, I don't know. But I don't know if he passed away today or yesterday. Hold on. But yeah, Meatball, I'm back, man. I don't know when he passed away. Hi, man. Hold on. I'm trying to find out more information. I'll get Tim House on here in a minute and find out a little more information on that and see when did Booty pass away. You know, Booty used to be down, you know, it just seemed like the Real Shine guys, man, they're getting up in age. And we got old Plant, you know, Plant, he ain't doing too good, you know. And old Booty, he had a stroke. And, you know, crazy part is I believe Mr. Willie is the oldest out of all of them. And he ain't like old Willie in the best shape out of all of them, you know. He's still kicking it, you know what I mean? But, yeah, that was some of the Real Shy Boys, you know.
That's some rough news to hear.
Yeah. But Meatball, we back. I'm back. I was over here trying to.
You know, hey man, prayers up to Booty Brown and his family. You know, if that is what really happened, prayers up to him and family, man.
Well, I know he had been sick. He had a stroke. And, you know, Booty used to move the cars with, you know, him and Lil Will, they were moving the car. They had a contract with United Road before I even started messing with the cars. And I would see him out there, man, Booty, he had zero tolerance for a lot of the guys he hired, man. He'd find them boys on their days off, boy. Mama Booty will tell Mama Boy to mean no good to the company. You get them clean out of here. That goddamn Booty didn't play. That goddamn Booty was rough. Booty was a rough.
Yeah, what I'm gonna say? Yeah, prayers up to their family. But we got some on a other, on a brighter side, Kimo. I'm not trying to shy away from it. I guess we'll wait on Tim Haas get on so he can give us more information about that. But on the brightest side, I mean, they said, never scared, it'll be a never scared comeback to us. Yeah. What they doing?
I don't know.
Don't give a fuck about them.
Who is that?
Mm-hmm.
Kima, who the hell was that? Somebody just said something out of line.
I don't know. Somebody said they didn't care nothing about the Never Scared guys. I don't know.
I've been reading all on social media, man. It's one of them guys over in Chicago put a post out saying one side of the Chicago, I guess it's slower than the other side of Chicago. Something like that.
And you know what, Meatball, I was on the Chicago show Thursday night listening in, man, and they got a lot of underhanded beefing going on over there, man. It's a lot. You know, I was listening to, Von and Didi, I guess that's Didi. I think it was Didi. But boy, they was at it, boy. I said, listen to these guys, man. Boy, they were... We're saying some mean shit to each other. I mean, not, you know, it's race shit, but they were really saying they had got off to some personal shit. Like, whoa, that's kind of deep there. But,
somebody
Rich Carvon, he's still on that house arrest, and they're saying when he get off, they're going to kill him. Fires in the car. So we're talking about literally murdering, you know, fires in the cars. You know, not killing per se, you know. But
man, it's 2023, man. I want to see some of the guys that's come out. Like I said, they said it's gonna be I guess Heavy Gang coming back or whoever coming back. Somebody coming back, man.
Okay.
Come back to it.
Hey, Meatball, did you hear something about this Mike Harvey and dang, what are them guys, man? It's a father and son racing. They fix cars. What is their name, man?
Hamilton Mike.
No. It wasn't Hamilton Mike. It was they brought what you call his Mustang. Father and son, they doing work on cars, and they had overcharged. Nick DeAmbrose. His father. They think they overcharged Mike Harvey, and I'm gonna get Mike Harvey on here in a minute, and I won't get down to the bottom of that, you know. Because Mike didn't owe them no money, but then they put out that Mike run out of money. They said, no, Mike don't like to pay, you know, and,
Wait a minute. Hold on,
man. Let me get Mike Harvey on. And Mike Harvey, if you're on one, but please. Man, you know, the DeAmbros went for that one. They say he didn't like to pay, but he got his balance up there, man. I just don't understand this. They probably told him he ran out of money, but how he run out of money and you gave your full balance, you know?
Man, it's my first time hearing about this, Kimo, man. I would like to hear from Mike Harvey, man.
Man,
I like to hear from Mike Harvey.
Oh man, they say they called all over the place and say somebody got a lot of background noise. Say he don't like to pay. Like the man come up there and pay y'all in full. How he don't like to pay and pick this car?
Oh, man, not the bad paymaster.
He don't like to.
Well, hold on, he got the car. He took the car with him.
No, he got some from what I'm hearing. I got to, Mike Harvey, if you on, can you please press the one button? Because I don't want to get your story twisted up, but this is the common thing for the
I can't even pronounce it, man. Fivacation guys and Chassis guy, they always say, well, this guy ran out of money. Or it's always something with the guy, but, you know, I'm trying to figure out, maybe it ain't the guys who paying for the car. Maybe it's the guys who building the car that don't have the time or, you know, shicing the guys out of their money. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
I'd like to get Mike Harvey on, man, because ain't too much racing going on, but I'd like to get that on the...
Get to the bottom of it.
Somebody out of line.
Okay.
Somebody got some background noise. Kimo, move the shit out of my mic.
Mm-hmm.
What up, Kimo?
Yeah, who's that?
Mike Harvey.
That's Mike.
Oh, Lord.
I'm back.
Mike Harvey.
I'm back.
Hold on, I got Michael on the phone, Kimo.
Okay, go ahead. You know, I mean, if I went, I was trying to find all that noise. Somebody be having a bunch of noise in the background. If you're not talking, guys, please mute your mic.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Mike, I'd like to ask you a question, Mike. They said I'm hearing some type of issue went on with you and your fabricator or whatever that was doing your car. They're saying something like you don't pay or your balance was paid in full. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So what happened, Mike?
Well, I took the car to him to have some work done and gave him the deposit that he asked for. He was not really transparent as to what the total was going to be, but he kind of alluded that it would only be like $2,000, maybe $2,500. So after I took him the car and the deposit, he and called me and said that my balance for the total was $3,300. And I said, my man, my balance can't be $3,300. You didn't do nothing but put four bars in my car and some tin work. So he say, so I say, okay, I'll be up there. So I go up there and I look at it. And to my standards, the work was decent. It ain't the best work I've seen, but I'm not complaining about their work at all. I'm satisfied with that. But it came in $1,300 more, $1,500 more than he led me to believe in the beginning. And I told him that I you know, my man, you ain't do nothing but put, four bars and some sheet metal on my car. So he went to tell me that it was custom work. I say, it's all custom work. I said, I don't know if you know or not, but I can do this work myself. I just don't have the time to do it. And the only reason I'm here is because, one, I was supporting y'all because y'all just opened up a business. And two, I would really like to get my car done. I just don't have the time to do it. So when I expressed to him I didn't like it, he didn't budge a dollar. And I said, well, I really ain't got no choice, man. And I paid him his money. So it wasn't a matter about running out of money, because at the rate that things was going, he could have got $1,000, $1,200, $1,500 a week from me from here on to the car got finished. I'd have looked back and I'd have been like, God damn, I spent $20,000 in this motherfucker. But instead, you know, he tricked me out of $3,300. So that's where we at with it. I paid him. As a matter of fact, I paid him. He got my car December 3rd. He was paid in full 3 days before Christmas. Now, I didn't go get my car till after Christmas, but it was a big thing about that. You know what I'm saying? Like, come get your car. Come this, you know, this, that, and other. Sending me texts and all this other shit.
Let me ask you this, Mike, did you leave your car up there a year? You know, maybe you left your car too long, you know, a year or two, but did you leave your car too long, you know?
2 days.
I don't know.
2 days longer. My car got there December 3rd, 2022. I had my car picked up December 30th, 2022. 2022. So it wasn't even there 21 days from start to finish.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not one of them situations where I dropped my car because I needed somewhere to store it for the winter. It ain't a situation where I ran out of money because I paid them what they said, even though I said I was not satisfied with it. But I could have still have not paid them up to this moment right now, but I paid them what they said because I didn't want my car to be in chassis jail. I ain't want nobody to be saying Mike took his car up there and just left it. I did everything. I crossed all my T's and dotted all my I's on my end. But these guys done went and they done called all the other fab guys, oh, he don't like to pay, or he didn't pay his, and that ain't the truth.
Oh, man.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
When you paid your deposit, did you get a receipt?
Yes, I got a receipt for everything. Now here go the last part of it. When I went to go pay for my car, I told him when I went there, I said I can't pick it up today because it was about to be a snowstorm. This was a couple days before Christmas. This was the Thursday before Christmas. We was expecting all this bad weather. So I said, listen, man, I'm not gonna pick my car up today, but I'm gonna pay you your money. I know everybody want to get their money, trying to get their little twos and fews taken care of before Christmas. I'm doing the same thing. So I'm going to pay you your money, and I'm telling you again that I'm not satisfied with the way this went. And then he went to say, well, man, I did this for you for free. Nuh-uh. Nope. Give me a receipt for everything you did, and I want to pay you for everything that I did, that you did for me. So I gave him the balance of the money. It was $1,360, and I pulled the money out. I gave him it was $1,365 was the balance. I gave him $1,360, and he said, "Oh, that's okay. You don't worry about the five." I said, "Ah." I went in my pocket and I gave him his $5.
Mm-hmm.
I said, "Nope. Everything that I owe you, you say I owe you, I'm paying you. I don't want you out here talking about you done nothing for me for free." Because you ain't done nothing for me for free. You overcharged me for this shit. Now, I don't know. Go ahead.
I got a question. I was privileged to hear it when you talked to him. But I had to finish doing what I was doing, and I had got off the phone. Did you guys come to a resolution? Or you guys just nipped it in the bud, say, hey, you paid, I'm going to go my way, you go your way?
Well, yeah, so I paid the bill. He didn't knock a penny off. I paid him his bill. I paid him in much more than a timely fashion. And he had an attitude that I was upset with the price. And I told him the reason why I'm upset is because you led me to believe that this was – you didn't give me an exact number, so that's that gray area right there. But led me to believe that this job would have been a lot cheaper than it was for what you did. But I don't have a choice but to pay you because I don't want to – if I come in here and take my car, you know them folks come up there, they going to be on your side. I mean, I didn't tell him that, but I'm thinking to myself – and then everybody knows somebody stupid. It's a half a dozen people like, nigga, I go get it. And I didn't want them problems. So let me give you your money. Let me get my receipt. And I'm going to figure out what I'm going to do from there. Now, who he call and who he called behind
who
did
he
my
call
back.
Well,
here, let me read you a text. Let me read you a text that I got. And this is what really kind of just sent the shit over the motherfucking top. Far as I'm concerned, hold on. All right.
Well, I'm
gonna
say this while he before you read the text, Mike. You know, you've been racing longer than me, or just as I've been racing just as long as you. And building cars, I just started within the last, let's say, 15 to 20 years. But from what I'm hearing, this is a common thing that the fabricators and chassis men do. You know, they'll tell you one price, get you in the door. Then when you get here, you know, yours wasn't too bad. It was $1,300. But there's a lot of guys, they get in the door $10,000, $20,000 later, like, God dog, this guy told me this price. And by the time I got there, I was $25,000 more than what you say. So, you know, I've heard guys say skinny kid do this exact same stuff. And it's like, when does this stop? You know, when you tell me a price, this is what it should be. You know, I didn't add anything on or nothing.
Kimo.
Yeah.
Kimo, I'm going to tell you when it's going to stop. It's going to stop when y'all stop accepting it. Because when you drop off that deposit, the ending balance should be at the bottom of that deposit. It should be whatever the deposit is on the total. You can't leave a blank total.
Well, if anybody knows state law when it comes to repair facilities and working on cars, I know. And so I'm going to say this, little part, and I'm going to leave it at that. Make sure you just get a receipt.
Exactly.
And the state's going to be on your side. Believe that. The story ain't over.
If they tell you it's going to be this price, when you leave that deposit, it should be on that receipt, it should be that price minus the deposit and whatever the remaining balance is.
Well,
if that goddamn remaining balance part is left open, they can get you whatever the hell they want to.
So Mike, what did you hear that kind of triggered you off? Or what was said?
Well, okay, so I paid them their money on Thursday. The total bill was $3,365. So I paid them all their money on Thursday. I got a text that following Tuesday, which was the Tuesday after Christmas. Hey, Mike, we need this car picked up by the end of the week, 12/30/22, or we going to have to start charging you storage. I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, I understand that. Okay, cool. I didn't respond to the text. I'm not a texting person. You know, not like that, not taking care of business. So okay, that's cool. I got to come get my car by the 30th. I'm going to have to pay storage. That's the understanding that I got out this text. Thursday, December 29th, I got a text. Hey, Mike, I've gotten several calls about you calling around looking for quotes to get work done on your car. Crazy to me. You have time to do all that, but don't have time to text me back about picking up your car. We need to get this figured out.
Man.
Thanks. Now, that was on the 29th. I was supposed to come get the car on the 30th. Now, I did forget about this. They called Pine several times looking, you know, calling him, saying, where your boy Mike at? But I don't owe him no money.
Mm-hmm.
You see what
they,
I'm saying?
They also told Pine your street cred ain't good out here. I thought you had some street cred.
Oh, man.
Oh, okay. Hey, I don't know what they told Pine, but I tell you what,
mm-hmm.
I don't owe nobody out here.
Yeah.
You feel me? I dropped my car and
they
told me what. Huh?
I said, you got a point there, huh?
So if my, and even whether I had street credibility or not is not even the point. The thing is, I brought my car to you. I gave you what I did everything you asked me to do. I even paid more than we even agreed on. Even though we didn't agree on a number, I told you right away, come on, dude. You put $240, you bought $240 worth of material. And you telling me you charged me $3,100 to put it in my car? Is that what you telling me? Well, we had to custom do this. We had to do this. And dog, you bead rolled some goddamn sheet metal, and you cut four pieces of bar and put it in my car. You telling me that was $3,100? Give me my receipt, man. Write it down for me. Tell me everything you did.
Hey, Mike.
So,
now, question, Mike.
I got a question.
Is the word custom anywhere on that receipt?
Hey, Mike, fuck that receipt. Let me ask you this. First of all, why in the fuck is a business owner texting you and asking and questioning you, a grown-ass individual,
about what the fuck you doing outside of your business agreement with them.
Mm.
That's
yeah.
the first thing y'all letting them
so,
get away with. So hold on. Second of all, I ain't saying it ain't nothing that you doing. I'm saying secondly, how the fuck is a business owner gonna call, and I'm only making this example because of what I heard, call me and ask me, where your boy Mike Harvey at? I wouldn't give a fuck if he was my brother, my daddy, or my uncle. I ain't got a fucking thing to do with your business agreement with that person. So why are they calling? They foul as hell.
That's what I didn't understand that either. I asked Pine, what is they calling you for?
Yeah.
What they, mm-hmm. I mean, what they calling you for? You Pine don't
at
make
some
me
point,
don't move me.
At
Pine
some
don't make
point
me
you
do
got
shit.
To, at some point you got to conclude that in this so-called business venture, there is some sort of established or implied friendship that they think they doing you a fucking favor by calling around. See, a lot of times people mix business and friendship, and that's where we get a whole lot of bullshit going on. But they way out of line, and I'm going to say this to you just as a FYI. If they text you, and I understand you don't do business via text, but their text to your phone will serve as business communication in a court of law.
You're right.
So you have to,
oh, every,
you
everything
have to be leery
done,
of that.
Everything that we done done. Everything that we done done.
Yeah.
So you have to be leery of that. Yeah. See, I'm not privy to all the conversations. I don't know about all the things that they done said on me. And I do understand that there's two sides to every story. And I'm only telling my side. I haven't heard their side. But I'm more than willing to get their ass on the phone and tell me where I lied at. Now,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you this. When we was on the when I asked his dad, when I went to go pick up the car, I asked his dad, I said, man, what you think about this? And he said, well, he a grown man. And I said to him, I said, well, okay, so now what if I hit your son? And what if I hit your son in his mouth behind this text? He said, well, he a grown man. You could do what you want to do. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But that ain't even that.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I'm not exaggerating. I'm not telling no lie. As a matter of fact, I was on Pine Line. I say, Pine, watch this, man. I'm about to go up here and get my car. I'm going to go up here by myself. My nephews, everybody like, come on, let's go up there and get your car. I'm like, dude, it's not that kind of situation. So I went up there to get my car by myself. The tow truck driver I took with me, I didn't even know him. So he didn't even know what was going on because I didn't want them to feel like I was coming up in there trying to, you know, start no shit with him. But I asked him, I say, my man, if I had sent your son or I sent you a text like this, how are you supposed to read that? I say, now, what if I had come up here to hit your son in his mouth? He said, well, he a grown man. You could do whatever you want to do. That's the attitude that you got? I don't owe you nothing. And then you called
mm-hmm.
around bad-mouthing me to these other folks around here. If any of them guys is on the phone right now, if you not fucking with me based off of some shit that D'Ambrose told you, then you taking money out of your motherfucking pocket because I don't owe them shit, and it only took me 4 or 5 days to pay them after they told me that it was ready. They got my car December 3rd. I had my car back before Christmas. I mean, I'm sorry. I paid my bill the Thursday before Christmas and picked my car up on the 30th.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked them several times, do I owe you anything? No, you don't owe me nothing. Okay, I just want to be clear on that. Because when you out here trying to sell your story, please include the fact that I don't owe you nothing. Now, I don't know, like, again, what y'all done heard, but I talked to Mark Crank. Mark Crank was like, man, they wrong as a motherfucker, man. They wrong as a motherfucker. And I told them they was wrong. Now, that's what Mark told me. I wasn't on the conversation with Mark. I mean, I wasn't in the conversation with Mark, so I don't know how his energy was when he told it to him, but he told me that that's what he told him. So.
Hey, Mike, sometimes you have to take it on the chin. The best lesson is a bought lesson, but you being a business owner, you know what to tear your business down faster than quick, and that's word of mouth. Man,
yeah.
Don't go fuck with Mike Harvey. He be a bullshit transmission, so he overcharges, da-da-da-da-da. So you just have to kind of take it on the chin on the pricing. No matter what it is, in the end, it was something that you couldn't do yourself. You had to contract it out or whatever, or go pay somebody to do it. If you feel like you got fucked, you got fucked. Take it on the chin. You pay your tab. You say you did that. But also, you got a mouthpiece. And your mouthpiece, as far as their business goes, and it's not a good practice, but you can't let motherfuckers get away with fuckery. So, you know, you warn your fellow friends and racers and whatnot about your experience, and shit, it'll take care of itself.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You're right. You mind?
But don't hit nobody in the mouth either, cause ain't no motherfucker. They'll tell you that he a grown man, but hey, I tell you my son a grown man. But if you go over there and hit him in the mouth, do you think any reasonable dad gonna sit there by and watch you hit their son in the mouth?
Mm-hmm.
So don't fall for the bullshit on that.
Let me tell you this, man. If it had a came down to it, them motherfuckers stick together. Now, I'm not going to be descriptive about which motherfuckers do, but they do. If them other motherfuckers would have pulled up, I don't give a fuck what I would have said. I'd have been wrong. And if I had took any of my nephews or any of my sons up there, they'd have been wrong, too. You see what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? So the only thing I could do, unless somebody tell me what I, you know, everybody could tell me, I wouldn't have paid them niggas nothing. But then my car up there, now I look bad. You see what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
I paid for my car. They got down on me. The only thing about fucking is it's going to be my turn to get on top in a minute. That's all.
So,
yeah.
Mike, you definitely going to race them guys, huh?
Fuck racing. I'm going to say that. We wasn't racing when he started the fucking. He might not get a chance
mm-hmm.
to race after I get on top.
Mm-hmm.
The shit is, I mean, you know, the shit is much, much more serious than I'm expressing. I'm upset about the shit. I'm going to do just like all these other motherfuckers out here do.
Hey, Mike, I think it sounds like more, you a little bit more upset of not just the price. You took that hit on the chin and tried to keep going. But it's more so like now you bad-mouthing me going around saying that I don't like the pay and this or that. I think that's what really kind of like.
No. Here go the thing. The proof of the pie is in the pudding. He can say what he want to say about me. That unless you deal with me yourself, that's the only way you'll really know how I am. They going to keep doing what they doing. I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. If they tell the truth, if you ask them the question, you can call them and say, man, what happened, man? They're going to say their side of the story. At the end, I want you to ask them, do he owe you anything? Well, no, he don't. How many days was involved? Well, less than 30. Oh, okay, so wait a minute. You telling me that this man brought his car, paid for his car, but you didn't tell him how much it was going to be. And everybody that I talked to, the work that he done, they said, man, that job honestly should have been about 2,200 to 2,500. And that's what I was expecting to pay. And that's what he led me to believe in the beginning. So
hey, Mike,
if he had been fair and transparent with me, every week he could have got $1,000, $1,200, $1,500 every week from me until that car got finished. Like I said earlier, I'd have looked back up, I'd have been like, God damn, I done spent I don't got 20,000 cash to put into no motherfucking race car. I don't race for a living. I race because I want to. It's not how I feed myself. So it's just, it ain't that important to me. But I do like doing it. And the way I'm set up, he could have got $1,000, $1,500, $1,200 every week from all the way up until motherfucking the car was finished. That's where the car would have been. I'd have had no problem with that. But, you know, he got on the way he got on. And he think it's over, and it ain't. Trust me, it ain't. We gonna talk about it again.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Just from a business standpoint, and I'm just trying to be the voice of reason. Once again, let me ask you a question about this pricing shit. Do y'all have Exxons up there or Tiger Marts? So what's the gas stations y'all have? Shell?
Shell.
Okay. What's the difference? What's the difference in what the regular unleaded will do at Shell than the regular unleaded from Sam's Club? What they going to do different in your car?
I don't know.
Not a motherfucking thing.
I think the Sam's Club.
Not a motherfucking thing. They both gonna get you going, but there we know there's an obvious price difference. And my thing is, you can't keep taking other motherfuckers' opinions about what the work should cost. Cause if you wanted a cheaper price, you should have went to Sam's Club, and it would have did the same thing. But you went to Shell. And you got some gas that did the same thing, and that dude charged you the Shell price, or charged you from what you think. So you really can't say that. He may think that he's doing something different. He may, in fact, be doing something different. He may not be. That's not left up to you to determine. All you got to do is pay his price, and that's where you chose to go. So you kind of got to take that one, Mike.
Well, okay, so now let me tell you something.
But the only thing is, even though you, and from what you're saying, you took the fucking and you paid him. So
let me tell you this.
Yeah.
And I hope that him or any of his constituents or motherfucking people is on here to hear it. If you know, and we can speak on it if they want to, if they want to open their mouth. First of all, let me tell you about the state of Michigan. You can't work on no cars, none, unless you got a repair facility license. He ain't got one.
Oh, man.
Then to work on a
not
car,
the bootlegger.
You gotta then to work on the car, you gotta have a motherfucking certificate. You gotta have a mechanic license. He don't got that. He not registered in the city of Taylor as a business. He don't got that. He ain't got no occupancy. He don't got no occupancy license. I mean, he don't have no occupancy certificate. So therefore, he ain't got no business license.
Hey, Mike.
The next thing is when you write a motherfucker a receipt, the state of Michigan got a format in which you got to follow. He wrote my receipt on a piece of paper.
Oh, man.
Guess what? I'm going to the state. Ain't no secret. I'm going to the state. And I'm going to get all my money back because guess what? When the man walk up in there, he going to ask him, where y'all repair facility license at? We don't have one. Oh, okay, what about who got a mechanic license here? Nobody. Okay. All right, listen. Here's a copy of the receipt that Mr. Harvey said that you did on his car, this, that, and other. This ain't the proper format. You're supposed to give them an estimate. The estimate cannot exceed $200 more. I mean, the total can't exceed $200 more than the estimate unless you get either verbal or written approval from the owner, which he did not do.
You gave him that. You say you gave him that.
He could say whatever he want to, but the receipt is not saying the receipt is not descriptive. In his handwriting, the receipt is not descriptive. And guess what the most important part of it is? At the bottom of the receipt, it says that I paid him in full. Now, what do you think the state going to say? Give him his money back.
Somebody give all my money back.
So listen, Mr. DeAmbrose, or whoever in charge here, can you give me a check?
I think if his constituents are listening, you're arming them with information.
There's nothing they can do to stop it because they already gave you the paper.
Mike, just listen. I don't know the Michigan laws like you do, but at some point, you watch, it's going to be some bullshit that comes into play where I'm a hobby shop or a hobbyist or an enthusiast, and the guy just asked me to do some work, and I wrote him. Mm-hmm. It's going to be some bullshit that you're going to encounter.
Okay, well, listen.
As long as you're up for the challenge, you don't have to defend
it
to me, Mike. Just know that you're going to be up against some bullshit. Yeah.
See, here go where the bullshit gonna come in the game. And the thing about fucking with me is, I'm gonna be transparent about it. Even if he on the phone, my man, it ain't nothing you could do to stop it. Nothing. Cause your signature on the shit, your handwriting, your address, your name, your business name, ain't nothing you could do to stop it.
He's fabricator.
So now here's the part right here. Here go the part right here. The state is going to say, well, since you ain't a legit business, you weren't supposed to be doing business with him at all. We need a check, or we need you to pay him all his money back. Mm-hmm. What's on the receipt? Mm-hmm. Nah. Oh, you don't got it now? Okay, when you want me to come back? Oh, 2 weeks? Okay, I'll be back in 2 weeks to get a check.
Mm-hmm.
If I come back in 2 weeks and you ain't got no check to get that man his money, we're going to shut you down.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how that's going to work for you, my man, you got a lease to pay. And you could say you in that motherfucker. You could say you ain't in that motherfucker, but I'm going to ride by that bitch every night to make sure you ain't there.
And goddamn Mike says more than one way to skin a cat, goddamn
it. And then when I get the check, they not going to say nothing about the material. They ain't going to say nothing. They're going to say, give me the whole check. Now, I could be unfair and take all my motherfucking money, but I'm going to give him what I thought it should be, what he made me believe it was in the beginning, which was $2,000,
mm-hmm.
$2,500.
Mm-hmm.
And I ain't got to do that. But why they sending texts and shit, text that.
Oh my.
Now, you might know, what if they try to come at you? They could say, well, they could try to come at me. Well, guess what? I got a business license in the city of Taylor because I got occupancy. And I am a state registered facility. And I am a licensed mechanic. And I do got insurance, and all my shit is in order, stay in order. So come on with it.
Do y'all have a chamber of commerce or a Better Business Bureau?
Yeah. Yes. Okay. And we got Google, motherfucking. And we got Google.
We on mute.
No,
I ain't.
What chemo at?
He hear you,
Bob? He ain't said not one word.
Nah, I'm back. Hey, Mike, before you go through with that, you think there's another way that you guys can resolve that? Hold on, Randy, I'm going to open your mic. You think it's another way you guys can resolve that before you take it that way?
Well, let me ask you this. He don't want to make it right, so no.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
I don't know what took place. I've been hearing about it, but what did he charge you over and beyond what you thought you was supposed to pay? Just for clarification, I missed it. No.
About $1,000 more.
So you thought it was gonna be $2,500, but it was when you went to pick the car up, it was $3,500.
Yeah, it was $3,300. So I figured it should be actually when we first talked about it, he said about $2,200. So in my mind, I was thinking $2,500.
But
I was thinking.
Well,
in
what
my
did
mind,
he do? Did he try to say he did anything extra?
But no, because he didn't do nothing extra.
That's just what the bill came out to be.
That's just what the bill came out to be.
And what all did you get done?
I got 4 bars put in my car and some tin work. So, and he put some tin work over the top of my torque boxes. So he used less than a sheet, or rather he bought a sheet of 4x8 sheet metal to do the tin work, and he bought.
Mm-hmm. It ain't even carbon fiber. It's no carbon. It's no carbon in the car.
No carbon in the car. No, I had carbon at first, but I took that out. So when I took
the carbon
out,
if you don't mind me asking,
because the it just wasn't the fit wasn't right. So I had to have those bars put in, which the carbon would have had to come out anyway. So
right,
they put the four bars in, and I just wanted to get the tin work done. So they put the tin work. They put a floor in my trunk between my wheel between my wheel tubs, and they put sheet metal work over the top of my torque boxes, which would be, if you think about a Fox body, that would be the sheet metal or the floor up under the butt part of the back seat, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. No,
mm-hmm.
That ain't no 3700 for that floor.
So,
that's so little back there.
Right. The four bars that he put in the car was a bar from the main hoop to the top of the torque box on both sides. You know, two bars from the main hoop that go to the middle of the car that hit the top of the torque box. And he put two bars in the lower torque box that connect into the frame connector.
Basically just tied the car together.
Just tied the torque boxes into the frame.
Yes, sir. Who's that?
This Bill, Kimo. This Bub.
What's going on? Who is this? Bub, hold on, man. Yeah. Do you see the gentleman talking? Yeah, we hear you. Do you see?
Yeah.
Didn't you hear the gentleman talking? Give him a second.
I ain't being rude, Kimo.
Okay, well, hold on. Let Mike finish, and then you can have the show, brother.
I don't want the show.
Well,
I mean, how long are y'all going to talk about this shit?
Hold on, Bud. You know what? If
hey,
you don't
hang up your goddamn phone, man. Listen, this man got to talk about it as long as he feel a need to express himself.
But listen, I have seen taxi shops charge $110 an hour, so that shit adds up.
Hey, that's great, but this is not
ahead.
Your situation,
but
Bud.
I figure we should have been speaking more on memories of Booty Brown and shit like that. Y'all talking about this shit. Booty
Brown.
Bud,
you
should go
have
your
own show. Nigga, when you pay for your own motherfucking show, then you can talk about whatever the fuck you want to talk about.
Yeah.
But seeing you ain't
paying
for shit over here,
Kimo, shut your bitch ass up.
I wasn't coming at you, Kimo.
Shut your bitch ass up and whoever line you on.
Damn, Kimo. Hit the red button.
You ain't paying for shit over here.
Not the mute button, Kimo.
Motherfucking thing.
You really
Kimo,
shut
why
up.
You feel so offended, Kimo? Why you feel so
because
offended?
I don't give a fuck about you, nigga.
I know you don't like me, Kimo. It's fine, Kimo.
Man, get the fuck out.
I love you, though, Kimo. Hey, you see how easy I come on here, right? I'm being cool. I'm calm and collective. And look how you going off. I know you don't like me, Kimo, but I love you, baby. Happy New Year.
Hey, Bub, come on, man.
It's cool when they do it.
We done talked about booty.
You got my line
muted.
You on our line?
I don't know. I ain't got nobody on my phone. I think he on a timeline.
Goddamn,
nigga, finish the conversation. Bitch, you don't buy nothing.
Ain't
never brought nothing.
I ain't got nobody on my line.
Fucking talking, man.
Kimo. I didn't say nothing. Disrespectful to you, sir.
We was trying to listen to Mike Harvey's shit, and you want to come in with about
who got him on
the
line? Hey, Bub, you did say something out of place. You were rude. And I'm just talking to you, you know, in a calm tone.
My mind is a terrible thing to
wear. You see how you're going on? I ain't raised my voice. I ain't said nothing to you about race.
We ain't even talking to you right now, man. I told you after this man gets done, I'll let everybody else do it.
But it's a problem when I do it, Kimo. Look at this
shit,
man.
No, it's not a problem. No, I knew. Listen, man. I knew the moment found out this show was on, he was going to come on and act a goddamn fool.
Hey, Keith.
Man.
What up, Flop?
Don't make
sit
don't
back
make
there
no
building
sense.
The house,
let,
man.
I don't know.
Let the man finish down with his saying? And then you can have the show, bro. Mm-hmm. And then the big thing is you weren't too concerned about telling us about booty. You didn't even bring your punk ass on and say shit at in the beginning of the show.
Damn.
You was that motherfucker concerned.
Hey, Kimo,
this is outrageous.
Listen at the shit. Listen at this.
No,
listen
it was
this
outrageous
shit,
to me when you
right.
come
listen.
On this motherfucker
Kimo,
trying to
listen
run
at this
something.
Shit, dog. That is outrageous to me,
dog.
We touched on Booty Brown. We waiting on Big Tim House to come on, so we went to another subject. We touched on that already, man.
And this ain't
but listen, that just goes to show niggas really don't like you because I ain't said nothing wrong or disrespectful. Niggas just can't wait to get on my ass.
Yes, you did.
I've been trying to keep friends with Kimo for 10 years, and he still want to get on my ass. That's some hoe ass shit.
You did say something out of
line. That's some real hoe ass shit. I be trying to be cool with that man every time I see him, respect him to the utmost. He still want to jump down my throat, even though this we all
want
to just direct. He can't wait to jump down my throat, right?
Hey man, well,
I'm
doing
good right now.
Listen.
What the hell
I've
going
been
on,
to
man? I've
been trying to for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yes sir, no sir.
Man,
you don't gotta be cool with me, nigga. I don't need
that's
you to be cool
ass
with
shit,
me,
that's some hoe ass shit, but guess what, Kimo? I'm gonna keep rising to the top, and I see you.
Now he's making it all about him.
Mm-hmm. You got a point, yeah.
I think I need him to be fucking
he making
cool
it all
nigga,
about
I don't
him.
Need you to be my motherfucking friend. Nigga, I got too many motherfucking
friends. Walked
over
Mike from Hard, Mike Harvey, and now he making it all about him.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Mike Harvey. Finish what you're doing. I'll find out where he was at.
To answer your question, Randy, I talked with Rich about doing a job about a year before. Rich told me about $1,400-$1,500 to do the same work. So me adding the fact that shit done got more expensive in the over this COVID and all that other shit, I just added another $1,000 to it. So in my mind, I'm thinking $2,500.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
now tell me this,
what,
Mike. I don't know. I'm just not in the loop. When did these guys start doing chassis work, man? Because I never know.
Come on, man.
They worked for Bipolar. They done some work. And the whole thing was this, Randy. They opened up a shop right there on Beach Daily. I call myself supporting them. I don't know this motherfucker, and them niggas don't know me. And so
I
called them. Go ahead, Meatball.
I'm sorry about that, Mike. Yeah, Randy, to be honest with you, I know we joking and texting on a group, but, man, I didn't know these people had a shop. I thought they were going out their garage. I'm going to be honest with you.
Oh, man. Not the Shade Tree Fabricators.
No, I'm not down talking because that's how mostly all these fabricators shop, like at their house or whatever. But I thought they were still working out their garage. I didn't know that these guys actually moved in a shop until you just said. I didn't know that.
Not the three car garage.
Well, I'm gonna be honest with you.
The thing is, Meatball, you gotta understand this. The reason why you ain't know, because they ain't open. They ain't open the business like a business supposed to be open. See what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
They motherfucking sidestepping shit. They half-ass doing shit. And I don't got no problem with a motherfucker doing that shit until you fuck over them. If it was the other way around, ain't no secret. I've been sued before. That's how I know how to sue their ass. See what I'm saying?
Good Lord.
Hey Randy, I'm
gonna be honest. I didn't know that. I didn't know they had a damn shop. Like Mike Ferry said, that ain't promoting like a shop. So, I'm learning. I guess I'm learning something every day. Shit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all I want to know is, they do all the rides that you weren't doing, like these boss, because they all ride it down.
Yeah,
Randy,
yeah, you got it. Yeah.
Hey Randy, they
ride it down.
Look at it. Somebody give me Q number. Hey, hold on. Somebody give me.
Hey, Duval, can you get me? Can you put Q on the phone? Brandon laughing at Randy Jones. Get Q on.
Go ahead, we gotta get.
To the bottom of this, man. Because if Rod Dyrie and I let their teammates do this kind of stuff, man, you know.
Hey, Randy, how Q on your ass, Randy? You might want to let D'Ambro build you something, man.
Man, you know what? Let's get that man on the line and see what he got to say about this. Get him on.
I'll say get him on here.
What the extra money was for.
Hey, you know what? Like my Kyrie already said.
If you can't explain what the extra money for, he needs to get it to the house, not now, but right now.
Yeah.
Oh, man, not the right now, Randy.
I like that.
I hate that Brandon guy. I hate that damn Brandon.
We're going to get to
him.
The bottom of it now. That's what the show for, to get to the bottom of it, right, Kimo?
Hey, me
for
man, so we can get this straightened out, man. We don't want this shit to go
right ahead. Get that money.
Hey, Brandon,
get
you.
Tight. Listen,
Brandon,
man.
Get you on
him. It's tight out
get
here, man.
On.
Get that rest of that money to the house, that extra money, man.
Hey, Randy.
Exposing the
shade
tree fabricators.
Randy, I'm going to tell you this. We ain't got to get to the bottom of it. Get him on. He ain't got to give me shit back. I'm gonna take it back.
Oh yeah.
Yes, right.
You get his ass on here and you ask him how much Mike owes you. He gonna say no. You ask
him
how much you charge. How much you charge? Well,
Listen, Mike. If you would have owed him a dollar, we'd have heard all about it on Facebook, all over everywhere. Mike, he did this, he did that. You owe the man that he fucked you over. We ain't heard nothing.
This damn Brandon, you a piece of shit, man.
Get him on, man.
Hey, Randy, when y'all get, Mike Harvey, everybody trying to get this, the Amos on the phone, I would like to say that. They said,
Hey, Randy. Now we see why he called the car the gangster.
I want to hear what the man got to say. I mean, if it can make sense, then maybe we can make this issue go away and everybody have an understanding about it. But if it don't make sense,
Randy, man, I'd like to make a special. Randy, I want to make a special announcement. I could say, goddamn, never scared us on. They got a comeback to it going on now too. So
I heard they locked it in.
Hey, Randolph, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to leave it alone. If there was any right we made, we would have never made it this far. If there was any right to be made, it would have never made it this far.
Got a point, though.
But I done seen, man, when people get put on the platform and get their asshole toe out, they seem to want to make it right, you know. So sometimes that works.
One thing I don't like about it, man, that he called. He called around and was saying, you know, telling people back. You know what I mean?
Oh man,
like,
not your bad, man.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
I know an effective way to handle this. Sometimes you just got to throw a motherfucker in the trunk.
You got to understand this, though. See, them guys, they'll take an ass whooping. It don't get no money back, though. But see, now you fuck around and do something to them, they'll sue the shit out of you. They'll take some shit from you. So you got to play the game with the same rules that they playing with. I'm not mad. I don't want to take – yes, I could easily just – listen,
okay,
I'm going to tell y'all this.
Let me ask this, though, Mike. Let me ask this for you. Was the work at least decent work that he did?
It's decent work. I said that. Man, I've been 100% transparent throughout this whole thing. The work is decent work. It ain't the best work I've seen, but it's $2,200, $2,500 work. I'd have paid that money and said, let's keep it moving and kept giving the money. And before we would have looked up, it would have been $25,000 spent on that motherfucker.
So you were going to let him do the whole car?
Yeah, I was going to let him finish it.
Yeah, if he wouldn't have pulled that,
the way they got it set up is they do their billing. So they explain to me, they do their billing or they shit every week. So they'll do so much work on your car.
Mm-hmm.
Say you got a $10,000 bill. They do so much on your car this week. You go up there, you give them some money. Next week, same thing until it's done. Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when my first week that the car was there, he said, your bill is $710. I said, okay, in my mind, that's $290 left. The following week, he said, I owed him $2,365. So I'm thinking to myself, I owe you $1,365. So he said, no, you owe me $2,365. I say, well, I gave your dad $1,000. I mean, I gave your brother $1,000. He said, no, you are talking. That's who you're talking to. And I said, well, so you saying my bill $3,365? He said, yeah. I said, so wait a minute, hold on. You charged me damn near $3,500 to put four bars and some sheet metal in my car. I said, man, I could have damn near got a whole cage put in that bitch for $3,500. Man, you're thinking about prices 10 years ago. I said, regardless of that, you only bought $240 worth of material to put in my car, and you didn't use all of that.
Yeah.
I say, listen, man, you're not talking to a motherfucker that don't know what he's looking at. I do this work myself. Whether I'm the best or whether I'm the worst, I'm not a street guy, so I know what I'm looking at. You're not about to charge me $2,000 for a set of brakes because it's a BMW. You're not about to do that because I know what's happening. So get his ass on the phone.
They think they're going to get down on Young Money like this.
Hey, look, here go the funny part, Randy. They called Pine. I didn't notice until a couple hours later. They called Pine, telling Pine to call me to come. What Mike gonna do about going to get his car? So I tell Pine, man, I'm gonna go get my car, man. I don't owe them niggas no money. So Pine told him that Mike said he ain't gonna be able to make it. He gonna send Brandon and Nelly up there to get it.
And Nelly,
Nick, wait a minute, man. Brandon. Nelly, wait a minute. What's going on with that? Hold on, I gotta call Brandon. So they was calling. They called Brandon. Brandon ain't answer the phone. They called Street King looking for Brandon. Street King like, I don't know where he at. he said, well, I got his right number. He was like, tell me what number you got. He told him the number. He said, yeah, that's the number. That's the right number. That's you calling the right number.
Straight mission. Ride or die, motherfucker.
So I called him. I called him back. I say, listen, I ain't gonna be able to come get the car, man. Brandon and Nelly gonna come get the car. Yeah. Well, wait. Hold on a minute. I just can't be letting your car go to anybody. I said, well, listen, how many people is gonna come up to your shop? It don't matter who I send to come get it. Do I owe you any money? He said, no, you don't. I asked him that shit 500 times. Do I owe you anything? He said, no. I said, well, it don't matter who come up there to get my car. How many motherfuckers is going to come up to your shop and ask for Mike Harvey car?
Mm-hmm.
Whoever do, give it to him. What time is coming? Because he said something to the – he said – we not here right now or some shit like.
Yeah, he said they was closed. They was closed today. That day.
Yeah, they.
He said they
were closed.
Said,
we closed
30
today.
Minutes in advance.
Yeah, I said, well, wait a minute. You just said you was at the shop. Well, no, I'm not there. I said, yes, you did. You just said we here now. You just said that.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, who got
all
that noise, man?
Mike.
Yeah.
Did he give you an estimate or did he give you a quote? Which one did he give you?
He didn't give me either one. He just, in our conversation, it's my fault, and I take responsibility for it. He led me to believe, just in conversation, to assume, and I'm wrong for assuming, obviously, that it's about 2,000, I mean, 2,200, 2,500, which that's what I was in my mind thinking.
Yeah, I just got through talking. They, on a estimate, he can go up anywhere from 5 to 20%, and on a quote, he can't do nothing unless he get your approval to go up on it. So if he
not
gave
in
you
the state of Michigan, not in the state of Michigan,
exactly.
Well, that's
in
the state
of
Michigan. Now, you which one is wrong? Which one I said was wrong? Which was wrong?
You have to, first of all, your estimate can only increase by $200, not percentage. If the estimate comes in more than $200, you have to get verbal or written approval from the owner. The second
all right, stop right there, Mike. Okay, now if you can show me that, I'll send you right. But otherwise, it's anywhere from 5% to 20% on an estimate. And on a quote, you can't do nothing unless you approve the quote. Now, if he give you a quote, he can't do shit to it unless you approve the quote.
Right. Well, he didn't
hey,
give
man,
me a
who
quote.
Got the noise?
He didn't give me a
man,
quote.
Somebody got the noise.
See, on the estimates now, I don't know about Michigan law. I can't call you a liar, but I think it's
mm-hmm.
I talked to a lawyer while y'all was talking. I was on the phone with the lawyer. And he from Indiana,
mm-hmm.
and he said they can go anywhere from 5% to 20% on an estimate. That's all. They can go up anywhere from 5 to 20% on an estimate. But on a quote, he can't go up a quarter unless once he give you a quote, he can't go up a quarter unless you approve the increase.
Right. Well, he told
and
me.
And this was a lawyer from Indiana now.
Right. Well, ask the lawyer from Indiana, can he actually do business in the state of Michigan without a repair facility license on the wall?
I ain't going to chance to go through all that. I ain't going to chance to go through all that now. I'm just going by the money part of it.
Because,
Mike, I like what you said about you. Anytime somebody tell you how much they're going to charge, you always put a little extra on it just in case, you know. But, you know,
right.
Well, I like that part of what you were saying.
Yeah. Well, I don't mind paying. But don't just, you know what I'm saying? Don't make, I mean, make it make sense to me. And that don't make sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
And to this day right now, he still has not made it make sense to me. So to get to the bottom of it, to turn, you know, hey, what can we do to get together and make this right? He don't care about that. He ain't calling one
mm-hmm.
of y'all and say, hey, man, I need to have a sit down with Mike. He don't give a fuck because he got all his money. And it's gone. It's spent.
I
want
to
get him
on. I really want to get him on and hear his side of the story.
He owned by now. He owned by now. He owned. He listened.
1-900, ride or die.
Say three fabricators.
Well, Pine, that Pine can't get the man on.
No, Randy got a point now. I mean, you know, because I got to be honest with you now. If I'm the judge, Mike Hollis, it's not like he ain't did nothing wrong, but I ain't never known about it to be that doggone good. Everything you said, that was too good. That story was too damn good.
Mm-hmm. Well, get him on here and tell
yeah.
him and change any of my story. Get him on here.
No, no, no.
And change
I'm just saying that damn near pretty story there.
Kimo, where Kimo at?
I'm surprised Flop didn't straighten this shit out anyway. Kimo ain't had no business all with Bub. When Bub come in with that dumb shit, all he had to do is cut that fuck off and keep on going. If he got a topic going on, he come in there talking about he don't want to talk about this shit. If you don't want to talk about it, he's a get in line. Or he should have just cut that fuck off and said, fuck him. Excuse my friend, but I had to get that in there.
Not the red button.
Hey,
Willie Dog, uh-huh. We got a saying up here.
Uh-huh.
When people do shit like that, we call it calling out for help. Bub just calling out for help right now.
Yeah.
Not need a life preserver.
Man, that's that damn money,
Kimo should have just cut his ass. Like, he ain't even a dog with it. I'd have just cut his motherfucking ass, slapped the fuck off. Y'all had a topic going on, and he breaking in on the topic. If he ain't gonna talk about the topic, he ain't no business breaking in there.
Oh, mine is a terrible thing to waste.
I try not to cut these guys' mic, dog. You know what I'm saying?
Kimo, he should have been cut off.
Kimo, after you told him, Kimo, that y'all was talking about one topic, after you told him one time, he should have understood.
Mm-hmm.
After you told him the second time, he definitely should have understood. But if he had caught a fucking sense, he should have known it before he brought his dumb ass in there with that bullshit.
Her mind is a terrible thing to waste.
I'm going to discover.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Get the man in there.
Hey, could nobody get hold to the guy? Could nobody get hold to him? He wouldn't come on the show.
One of y'all send me the number. I'll call the nigga, man, since y'all want to get along.
There's team members on here, man. You got Pine, you got Meatballs, you got Duval on there.
Oh, man.
I told y'all I slapped the shit out tonight.
Who need his number?
They go for you too, Randy.
He picked up, but he didn't answer.
Hey, you know what, Kimo, is this Jordan D'Ambrose?
We got some guys want to talk to you on a talk show. Hold on, I got it. This is the Kimo and Lil Wheel show. This Kimo talking to you now. You know, I was calling to try to get something clear because there's a guy that had an issue with you. And I was trying to get that cleared up before it go any further. You know, maybe it's a situation that you and him can sit back and talk about, because you're slandering his name. He's going to try to take legal action against you. And I'm trying to see if there's something that, is there a happy medium that
happy medium.
And him can
yeah.
come to you know, to go forward, you know what I mean? Is there a way, you know, Nick, I would like to hear, you know, your, I heard his side of the story.
Guys.
And I would like to hear your side of the story, you know.
Guys, this isn't even Nick.
Yes. Well, who is it?
I'm Jordan. I didn't have anything to do with whatever situation you guys are talking about.
Can you get Nick on for us?
You are one of the business owners, aren't you?
I am, but Mike, I didn't have.
Hold on, son.
Mike, I didn't have anything to do with your situation. That was handled.
Well, do you know anything about the situation?
Nick and my father. I know that you brought your car to us, and you agreed on an hourly wage, and then your car was worked on, and I believe that you were happy with the work, but you weren't happy with the dollar amount. That's about where I'm at right now.
Oh, okay. Can you get anyone else on the phone that knows a little bit more about it than that?
You'd have to call one of them by their phone number. It's 9:20 at night. I'm at home with my kids, Mike.
Hey, Jordan, do you know the work description of what was done on the car?
What's that?
Do you know the work description of what was actually done on the car?
Yeah, I know the torque box installation was fixed and completed. The frame rails were reconstructed and capped in the rear because they were cut open and cut apart from the rear bulkhead to the back bumper area of the car. There was four chromoly bars added from the lower
rear outriggers on the through the four frame connectors to the lower torque boxes. And there was chromoly tubing added from the main cage to the upper torque boxes. The rear seat pan area was reconstructed. The rear bulkhead was reconstructed. The floor in the entire back of the car was redone and added. Beads were rolled and everything. So basically from the just behind the driver and passenger seat floor pan area to the rear of the car was added because it was all cut out.
Was he quoted a total for the whole job, or was he quoted for the hours?
Mike was quoted an hourly rate, and he told us a dollar amount he wanted to spend, and he agreed to have the work performed at that rate. We have his signature on a formal quote, and then work began.
Okay.
So, with your experience with this, Jordan, a job like that would actually run from just give us a ballpark in between what, 2,000 and 2,500.
It could possibly run anywhere in there had the car not been cut apart so far.
Honestly, I
never really wanted to go public with the situation that Mike had with my shop. I've never posted about it publicly, went to other public figures or other fabrication shops or people to talk about the situation at all. I honestly
Nick
don't
did,
even know
though.
Why I was
Your
contacted
brother did,
with
though.
This. Unfortunately, I do understand that, unfortunately, but he is his own person.
Right, that's what your dad said.
You know, honestly, Mike, between you and I don't feel that you were wronged. I don't feel that Damn Race Cars did you wrong. I don't feel that you were overcharged. I feel that you were given a very nice product for the money that you were charged, considering how far apart and how bad the car was cut apart when we received it. You know, for a car that was just taken apart to be mini-tubbed and have torque boxes in it, it did not need to be cut that far apart.
Well, again, when I came and paid you my bill,
mm-hmm.
I told you that I was satisfied with the work. You overcharged me, though. Now, you saying that you did all this work, but you did it all with $240 worth of material, which was a sheet of 4x8 sheet metal and some chromoly.
Mike, that was
Listen to me. Everything that you just described.
You're not correct, Mike.
I'm looking at the receipt of what you said you did, and that's not what you said you just did is a fancy way of saying what's on this receipt, which is not the same thing. Now, either you did what you said on the receipt or you making it seem like more than the way you're explaining it. Now, I got pictures of the car, and you guys did decent work. I never said that you didn't. I just said that your dad and your brother was not transparent with what it would be. And everyone that I talked to said that it's probably about $1,200 more than what anyone else would have charged. But when I came in, I told you that I wasn't satisfied with it, with the price. And what did I do? Jordan?
Over about a month's time, you came in.
Over a month.
And paid your bill.
December 3rd. Wait a minute, hold it. Now, here go the thing. Your brother picked up my car December 3rd. I had my car back in my shop December 30th. I paid you your money the Thursday before Christmas. Now, you just said just over 30 days. That's not true.
Okay, well, then I correct myself. I stand corrected.
Well, that's all. See, this how things
go.
See, you'll go to explain something, and it don't get corrected.
Somebody on speakerphone, can you guys come on speakerphone? Whoever on speakerphone. Well, Mr. Embert, what's his name? Nick. I know his name, not Nick, but Joe. I'm
Jordan.
You know, I don't have a dog in the fight. I was just thinking, you know, before it go any further, could you and Mike Harvey get together and come to a mutual agreement before, you know, somebody want to go to court again and the other guys upset about that, you know, because we all race together. We all in the same area. There's no sense to have bad blood among each other. You know, is there a way that you guys can come to a happy medium with this situation before it go any further?
To be completely honest with you guys, I mean, what? I don't understand what kind of happy medium that anybody is looking for. I feel like there's a discrepancy because there's $240 in material that somebody that works at my shop was able to turn in to over $3,000 worth of work. You know, this isn't something that, like, we bought a 4x12 sheet of tin and cut some squares and rectangles and zip screwed them to the floor. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, is there any other fabricators on this phone call right now? Do we have Rich McCarron on here, or Phil Bowley, or Dave Zimmerman, or anybody like that?
You got Brandon.
I know that there's another one on here, but I don't know if he would be willing to speak out against, I mean, on this situation.
I mean, Kimo, when your car was built, when the Blue Coupe was built, you know,
mm-hmm.
did you pay good money for your chromoly cage and your mini tub and all your tin work everything mounted and this and that?
Oh, yeah, I did. I mean, I did.
It costs money.
And
from a business owner's standpoint, if I can buy a sheet of tin work for $150 and then cut it into 15 pieces that are custom fit, bent, and bead rolled, and riveted into this man's car that was very poorly cut apart, I really do feel like the amount of hours it takes, I should be able to charge. Is that not fair?
Right. I mean, true. And like I said, I don't have a dog in the fight. I'm just trying to say, could y'all come to a happy medium? I'm not on Mike's side. I'm not on your side, you know.
Has anybody on this phone call seen the car prior to us working on it? And then seen it after.
No, we have not. No.
How is any of this fair to me?
Joe. I mean,
Jordan.
What you say your name is? Jordan. He actually come on and said that you guys did nice work. He liked your work. He just don't like the price. That's what he said. He don't like the price. He likes the work. He never said anything bad about you guys' work. He just said he didn't like how you guys gave him an estimate, and then when he come back, that it's
my shop never gave an estimate. My shop said that we charge $125 an hour, and then Mike said that he was willing to spend $4,500.
Okay.
Work stopped
prior
to reaching $4,500.
Okay.
I mean,
well, like I said, Jordan, I don't have any. You know, I'm just seeing if you guys could have come to a happy meeting. So I don't want you to say, "Well, Kimo called and he blasphemed me," and I'm, you know, just cussing. No, I just saying, can y'all come to a happy meeting? You know, but seeing, you know, maybe you and him could talk.
Just being the mediator here. I asked him before y'all got Jordan on, did he do an estimate or a quote? If he got a signed quote saying what it is, then if he got a signed quote,
if I write a quote for $1,500 and we get signatures on the paperwork, I've got to sell this man this job at $1,500 no matter what I do.
Exactly right.
No matter what happens.
You're exactly right.
If I trip in my shop and fall down and break my damn neck, it is not his fault that it took me an extra month to work on his car. That was our agreed price.
That's exactly right.
Okay, I cannot tell.
All right, Mr. Jordan,
I cannot tell that it took my shop a certain amount of hours to fix his car and give him a product that we would be willing to put on display for anyone and everyone. And I do not think it's fair that this situation has been drug out like this. We did not do that man dirty. He agreed to an hourly rate to fix his car, complete the tasks that he asked us to complete. And upon the complete, we never even reached a completion because the money situation, it was hairy before we were even able to reach the end. My shop bills every single Thursday so we can get paid on Friday. So every single customer in my shop receives a phone call on Thursday to let them know how much money they owe if their car is worked on that week. So every Thursday when Mike got a call or got a text and we were told, yeah, I'll be in tomorrow, I'll be in tomorrow, you know, I'll be in Friday. Mike never came in on Friday. I always had to wait extra days to be paid. After Mike came and paid his final bill, I was told that there would be a tow truck at my shop first thing the next morning. That truck never showed up. It was a week or over a week later when the car was finally picked up. There was zero communication from the customer.
Shit. Well, we got a different story.
You know, I mean,
from
if we're
going to
tell a story, let's tell the whole story.
Let's
go on and tell it, because when you started, it's obvious that you being coached, because in the beginning you said you didn't know nothing about nothing. Now all of a sudden you
know everything about it. I don't want to involve my
life. What is we to believe?
I didn't work on
what
the car.
What is we to believe?
Huh?
Come on, line.
What? Come again?
You're not telling the truth.
We don't need to get in a pissing contest. We don't. Mike told his side. Jordan told his side. Now, to be honest with you, I tried to mediate it before Jordan got on here. I asked him, did he have a quote or estimate? He said he had neither one of them. Jordan just said he signed a quote. If he signed a quote and he signed it up to $4,500 and he didn't get the $4,500, Mike, you ain't got no case.
He don't have no. Okay, well, if he got it, then send the picture to somebody. Because I got what I signed right here.
If you're going to threaten me with legal action, then I'll get a lawyer and we can have our day in court. I'm not afraid of it.
All right. Yeah, I'm not trying to.
Mike, I understand you're in the same business as me. Mike, you're in the same business as me.
I am.
So, Mike, you came in my shop and told me that you could do what I do.
I did.
You came into my office and told my father I can do what you guys do.
I did.
It's neither here nor there. It's neither here nor there. But I'm not afraid of a legal action. I'll get a lawyer and go to court.
Y'all ain't got to fight this out on the public, guys. Y'all ain't got to fight this out in public. Y'all ain't got to do this because each one of y'all trying to be tough now. Randy or Kimo, somebody said it. If y'all want to talk about it, y'all can go behind closed doors, man to man, and talk about it. But now, Mike, you told a completely different story than what Jordan told. You told a completely different story.
And I don't know. I don't know who is that. Kimo talking.
This is a guy from down south talking that was listening to both sides, and I try to keep everything down the middle. And right now. Down the middle, Mike told a different story, and I came on when I first asked Mike. I said, Mike, did you get an estimate or a quote? Because I know I had my lawyer friend on listening, too. He told me if it's a quote, you can't do nothing above that quote unless you get a signed thing. Now, if you got a signed thing with that quote saying how much money he pulled it did, then Mike ain't got no case.
Okay, well, let me tell you this, Willie Dog. He said that he had a signed quote. That's not true. All he gave me when I first dropped my car off, when I gave him a $1,000 deposit, he gave me $1,000. He gave me a receipt for a $1,000 deposit with no total. That was where.
Well,
that's where
between
I said
that one of y'all lying. One of y'all say y'all got a court. One of y'all say y'all ain't. That's your
and
job,
like said,
kid.
He's not scared of court. He said he's not scared of court. Neither am I. So we'll just have. We ain't got to talk
about
it. I said what I said, and he said what he said. And we'll just let the court decide it.
Okay, Jordan, this ain't my show, but I appreciate you coming on and being as calm as he is and explaining your side.
And,
I appreciate you coming on.
No, I just want to apologize to everybody on here publicly. Mike as well. I'm not trying.
We appreciate Mike, but we're going to talk about it when Jordan leaves. That's what we're going to do. All
No. I just, like I said,
Jordan,
I
thank you for coming
on, Jordan, here at Blake as well. I'm not trying to be a tough guy or anything. I just feel like I was being threatened.
When did somebody threaten you?
I know that somebody had said something about, you know, legal actions or something, and I kind of took that
as
a threat.
That was me, Jordan.
I
was like,
I said it. I said it, and you said you wasn't scared of that. I'm not trying to put fear in you. I'm saying that I'm not satisfied, and, you know, I'm going to do something about it. That's it. I mean, I'm not trying to put fear in you. I really shouldn't have said nothing. I should have just surprised you. But I've been transparent throughout this whole thing. You said your side of the story, and you know, some might even feel that, well, hey, Mike didn't say that. That don't mean that that I told nothing untrue. Everything I said was true.
And as did I.
Okay. All right. And then we'll just pick it up. See this platform right here is a way, the way we try to do things and not have to go there.
Mm-hmm.
The way y'all platform.
So
is,
let me ask. Hold on, Mike.
That's where y'all go.
This.
So that's where I gotta
Mike,
go
Mike,
to get
Mike,
your
Mike,
attention.
Mike, hold on, Mike. Let me ask you this: what if he was to come to an agreement with you? What would satisfy you? Where you guys wouldn't have to go down to the legal system process. What would satisfy you?
I don't know. I don't know. Because they ain't, listen, honestly, they not losing no sleep over trying to make things right with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to lose no sleep over doing what I got to do to be treated fairly. That's all. Now, if it's a misunderstanding on my part, and everybody on this phone will tell you, I have no problem with calling a spade a spade. If I'm wrong, I will say that. I'm a very humble person. But in this case,
mm-hmm.
I feel like I was treated unfairly. And when I spoke to them about it, they just looked at me like, fuck what you talking about. Well, maybe not Jordan.
Damn.
Because I never really talked to Jordan. But
you
know,
I treated you. With respect and spoke to you as a man.
Absolutely. I'm going to call a spade a spade. But now, do you know the text that I got from your brother?
Yes, I was made aware that he was upset that he hadn't gotten a response from you.
Jordan, if I sent you a text, you say he didn't get a response.
Yeah, he said he had sent you a text about picking up the car and you hadn't responded or something.
Okay, well, here, I'm going to read you the text.
No,
what you're doing is
you can read
okay,
it.
Okay, all right, so listen at this. Okay, so this is the, if you text me and say, hey, we need you to come pick up the car by the end of week 12/30/22, or we're going to have to start charging you storage. I didn't respond to that. Now, with what you've dealt with me with money, if I owed you any money past the 30th, do you think I would have paid you? Even if I didn't agree with it, do you think I would have paid you? Would I have paid my bill with you even if I didn't agree with it? With the experience that you've got with me.
I believe that you probably would have paid it, but I probably
would have had to wait on it. Okay, good. No, you wouldn't have had to wait on it. But anyway... it was no reason to respond to that. So you said to come get it 12:30. On 12:29, I get this other text. Hey, Mike, I've gotten several calls about you calling around looking for quotes to get work done on your car. Crazy to me, you have time to do all that, but you don't have time to text me about picking up your car. We need to get this figured out. Now tell me, what if I sent you that text, what would you say?
To be completely honest,
on the day before that you gonna start charging me storage.
I mean, I agree that was not right there. Until he should not have sent you no more texts until after the 30th when he told you that was your deadline.
Okay, but now let me tell you this, Willie Dawg, and everybody else listening. Hey, Mike, I've gotten several calls about you calling around looking for quotes to get work done on your car. Crazy to me you have time to do that, all that, but you don't have time to text me about picking up your car. But I did have time to come pay you.
all your money before Christmas. I did not have time to come get the car, and it wasn't that I didn't have time. I mean, I didn't have time, but at the same time, you remember, we were having a storm. My car is basically raw metal. I didn't want to take it out in the storm. And you said you understood that. Yes, Tuesday you sent me a text. I had not come to get the car, but I didn't owe you nothing. I think getting your money was more important.
On a real though, Mike, all that ain't got nothing to do with the difference between that you dissatisfied about the money price. That got nothing to do with it, all that in between. All that is not right, and it shouldn't have been said, but that ain't got nothing to do with your dispute, though.
It doesn't, and that's why when the question was asked, well, Mike, what do you think we could do to fix this? When I read these texts right here, that's why my answer is I don't know. I don't know what I would do. But I know what I can do.
But see, I keep saying something because won't nobody else keep this thing in the middle and the reason I keep talking. I might be out of line. It ain't my show. But my
no, you go ahead, dog. Do your thing. One shop
might charge you, Mike, because they know you. You can't tell another shop what to charge you because they do it. You can't tell. That's why it's best when you get a price from any two different people, you keep it to yourself. Because Jordan might like me, Benny like you. He might charge me $10. He might charge you $20. But we can't do nothing about it. Once you agree to the price, and you got a quote on it, you really can't do nothing about it. What we call in this here thing is here, we race, all us race. Everybody on this phone with a race car done been, I'm just going to say it naturally, been fucked. Everybody on this phone with a race car been fucked. It's just a matter, we charge it to the game. Now, from what I'm understanding, you got charged $3,300 on an estimate of $2,500. If he did what he said he did to your car and it looked good, I eat that and don't worry about that. That'll be me now. I'm going on mute.
Yeah, I agree with what you're saying,
Mike.
Dog. But the thing is, when you talk to me like I'm less than, then you go calling other shops trying to say don't work on Mike Carr, whatever you said, or, you know, he done had different conversations with people. In other words, don't fuck with Mike because he don't like to pay. That's not the truth. Or don't fuck with Mike. He done ran out of money. That ain't the truth either. The truth is, I don't mind paying. Just be transparent with me. That's all. If the man earned the money, I don't got no problem paying the money. But at this point, you overcharged
me,
and you was not transparent in the beginning to say what that was going to be.
Hey, Mike Harvey, Kimo asked you a question as to what it would take to resolve this, and you said you don't know. But earlier, before the gentleman got on the phone, you said you going to make them pay. So it's actually a money thing. Don't say what you want. It's a money issue. If they were, if you were to be recompensated for some of the fees or whatever, what you think, then that may make you feel better. But
that's
at the
right.
Same
and
time,
in the court of law.
But at the same time, Mike, but at the same time, you got to remember the analogy I gave you about buying your gas from Shell or buying it from Sam's Club. So, and Dawg just told you the same thing. He might get charged $10 where you get charged $20. So be prepared for what you're getting into.
Okay, so listen, here's the remedy right here then. In the court of law, it ain't no remedy except for money. If you kill somebody, they going to sue you for money. If you tear up somebody's property, they want money. If you take somebody to court and sue them and you win, they going to get money. Now, what resolve? They never said, well, man, let me knock $50 or $100 off, man. This is what we did, man. And this is what we charged you for. So no one never said nothing about that. He said he wanted his money, and his brother called me like I ran off with a sack or something. I made sure I paid him all his money.
Let me ask you a question. I don't know Jordan. I don't know the kind of work he do or nothing. But Team Z had did the same thing, how much you think Team Z would have charged you? And I know they do excellent work, but I know they kind of priced it. How much you think they would have charged?
$10,000.
Okay.
Half.
Okay. That's just what Flop mean by that Shell and Sam's Club there. That's what he's trying to tell
right.
you.
Yeah.
Okay,
Kimo,
but
legit, can I say
again,
this? Kimo?
Again, like I say, I'm
so,
not complaining at all about the quality of the work. It's not the best work I've seen, but it's nowhere near the worst. I'm not complaining about that. But what I am, my whole beef is this. In the beginning, I did not get an estimate of what it would be. He asked me what I was willing to spend or what I had to spend. I say I got about $4,500 that I spent in my car. Right, you know, that's where I want to go with it right now. And he made us fill that up with four bars and some sheet metal.
Yeah, you told us $35 at first, Mike.
No,
you told us
$4,500 is what I told
him. He names a number of the other stuff he did. He said rework some frame rails, and he named a whole bunch of shit just now.
No, he didn't rework no frame rails. I got the pictures of everything he did. He didn't rework no frame. So you reworked some frame rails? You moved some frame rails in my car? Did you rework some frame rails or put frame rails in my car? You put a cap on
the
Fox body, don't
rails,
have a frame rail.
The frame rails. The entire floor of the car from the driver's seat all the way to where the taillights bolt up in this car was removed, top of the frame rails included. So in order to put tin work in this car, we used eighth-inch steel plate and fixed the frame rails all the way from the rear bulkhead all the way to where the taillights bolt in on both sides. The entire floor of the car was cut out from the driver's seat all the way to the rear.
You mentioned something about some torque boxes.
Yeah, the torque boxes were not welded in to completion. They were finished at my shop.
So they were just welded.
So how long, okay, so see, you painting a picture. How long was the weld that you did?
Mike, I'm not painting a picture.
You can't get it, Mike.
You
can't, Mike. Hold on, Mike Harvey. Let me say this. Now, you're going a little bit over your boundaries with how long was the wheels and stuff like that. And let me show you this, Mike. I don't know jack shit about transmissions, but I'm sure I could get a transmission rebuild kit for my pickup truck for probably $300 to $500. Now tell me, and I'm just guesstimating. I don't even know how much they cost. I'm going to just figure $1,800. Tell me where the fuck $1,000 worth of labor come in if I brought a transmission in, my own transmission and a rebuild kit. Tell me, you can't do that, Mike. Like I said, you can't put a price on that man's shit because you got your own pricing for your own shop. And
but
don't nobody come in there and say,
right,
Mike,
I see
a rebuild
on
kit.
It, but when you, but listen, Flop, if I say this here, you bring your truck to get done, and I tell you, well, oh, shit, man, it's going to be probably about $900, $1,000. That's in your mind. But then when you come get your car, it's $2,000 or $2,500. And then I tell you, the same shit that I told you I was going to put in it the first time is the shit that I put in it. I didn't put nothing extra. So where'd the extra money come from? You telling me that you welded the top of my torque box. My torque box was already in the car. You did finish the weld.
You welded it.
But it was already
welded in there. The
lowers
weren't complete, Mike. I showed you that. I showed you what
needed
to
finish. The top was not welded, man. I mean,
Jordan, did you charge him for what you did, or did you charge him for the hours of work you did? Which one did you charge him for?
Mike agreed with us that we would do the job hourly because I could not accurately quote it because of the amount of work that needed done.
I got my lawyer on the phone listening to this thing right now. I got him listening, but he ain't gonna be, you know, he ain't at liberty to come on here and say that. And I know some people on there saying we shouldn't be talking about it, but it's public now because it's on a public show. The man said, Jordan, if he charged him by the hour, he could have charged him anything he wanted to charge as long as he signed that quote saying he was being charged by the hour.
I did not sign a quote.
Yes, you did.
I just got it. The first document I signed was a deposit of $1,000.
Okay, Mike. You say you didn't. He just said you did. One of y'all lying. Y'all got to get this on
paper.
It won't be this much out of me, man.
I got the paper. I have it. And he got it, too. Show me a
one of y'all lying.
My signature on there saying that I agreed to pay $3,500 or $4,500 to fix my car. I don't have that.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't
mm-hmm.
have it.
Oh, shit.
The document I got is the shit that you did or the stuff that you the work that you did to my car
mm-hmm.
and what you charged me and how much the materials were. And you
okay,
wrote down
before Jordan came on, I said, Mike, you had the best damn story I ever heard. When I came on and Jordan
mm-hmm.
gave his story, that's another best story. Both of y'all got two damn good stories. Now I just gonna, it,
mm-hmm.
it's going to come down to who got the shit that, that y'all said on paper.
Mm-hmm.
What are y'all lying?
Well, I'm gonna tell you this. I know what they got on paper, and I know what they ain't got on paper. And I know when we go to
mm-hmm.
court, the shit they ain't got on paper is gonna be the shit that's gonna fuck them up.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not threatening nobody, but I'm saying that that's what
point.
It's gonna go to. If I lose,
nothing else to talk about.
If I lose, then I lose. I'm
mm-hmm.
I'm gonna go on and take the court route. I lose, fuck it,
mm-hmm.
I lose. Ain't nothing else I could do.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, nothing else to talk about then.
That's it. Good deal.
Let's look at this stuff in racing. Let's look at this stuff in racing terms. This is not no regular everyday commercial shit. This is
let
racing.
Bud talk.
Okay. Let's look
mm-hmm.
at this racing terms.
Hey,
you said you had in your
man,
mind.
Damn.
You said
Brandon,
you had in your mind. You figured around about 35. You said 25. You thought it might call, but you wasn't worried about 35. So if you didn't get charged with 33, you ought to just eat that and don't worry about it.
Right, and then you say
when we go to
just
court,
the hearsay
court,
is that Team Z will charge you $10,000. So shit.
But you can't compare.
Oh,
don't
man.
Know what work is not. Hold on, Flop. His work ain't comparable.
You said Team Z is a 10. From what you said about his work, I'm estimating that his work is maybe a 5 or a 6. So you got you got a better price than okay. If you got a 5 or 6 work, that's 5 or 6,000. Then you only paid $3,300 for it.
Okay.
So
hey,
you still come out
of here. Let's do like we do then. Hey Mike, would you sell it for $400 back?
Yep.
Alright, I'll send you $200. Anybody else, I'll send you $200.
No.
We don't need to keep doing this bullshit.
Mm-mm.
No.
I don't want
that.
No.
We don't want to. John, we trying to sell it to
Tim,
within the racing community.
Alright, I'm waiting. They talking.
Hey, Willie Dog. He don't feel that there should be any type of negotiation or compensation.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be different if he felt that way. He don't feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
So because he doesn't have...
You get in the way of
because,
something that he
hey,
gives no fucks
right,
about.
Because he's not exemplifying the compassion that you say you're looking for. Now, at first you said you was looking for money. Now you're looking for compassion for your story.
No,
which
I'm
is
saying that what
you
got nothing to do with this.
Hey, Mike.
I don't want nobody talking to us like
Mike.
You.
Mike,
yeah,
Mike, I know you've got
yeah.
the same piece of paper that I have because I ran a copy of it through my machine and gave it to you.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Can you read off what was given to you for free on there? Because I know it's documented on that paper as well.
Remember, I told you don't give me anything for free. I want to pay you for everything. Do you remember when I pulled out the money?
Yeah.
I paid you.
You
said, don't worry about the
$5. You just stated that I never offered you $50. I never offered you $100. Nothing like that. But it's documented on your paper what you were given for free. There was labor hours that were free. You weren't charged for rivets. You know, there was quite a few different things, I believe. Guys, I don't have the paper in front of me. It's at my shop. I'm at home with my
mm-hmm.
kids at 10 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm.
So how much rivets did you give me? How much in rivets did you give me?
Mike, I can't truthfully answer that question right now.
Well, I can look it up. I can look it up and tell you that the receipt don't say you gave me no rivets.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
even if you did, you could have gave me 10,000 rivets. That wouldn't have been $5.
Oh, man.
But maybe the rivets you buy, not the ones that we buy.
How much the ones you
mm-hmm.
buy that you gave me for free?
Hold up. You know, actually, I can pull up a receipt for that in the morning at the shop. We buy them from Fastenal.
by the box.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Well,
well, I
think
like
that
I said,
if you guys resolve this problem by doing one thing, Mike Harvey, come to your settle down and just tell him what you want. He agree with it, don't agree with it,
and
you go to court. But right now,
we already did that, Tim. Yeah,
I know
we already we're at that point, Tim.
Asked him what he wanted, and then he said, yeah. And if they don't want to do it, then you just stop talking because you guys are going to get all heated with each other. Just leave it alone.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not going to do
Vicky,
it.
Where
you
been,
you're
going to
spend more money in court than you get. You're going to spend more money in court.
Well, he say I got a he say I got a money problem, but I'm gonna show him I don't.
But I know the lawyer
going
to cost more than 400. I know the lawyer going to cost more than this issue is.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Sometimes you got to do
what
you
better. Well, if you go is
400 gonna make everything all right for you?
Yep. Give me 400, and everything gonna
all
be
right.
All right.
I'll call you in the morning when I get to the shop, and we'll talk. I really don't understand. And this is coming from me. I never took your business, my business, this ordeal public. I didn't get on a talk show. I didn't call anybody with this ordeal.
Well, your brother called around blackballing you.
Jordan, the man said he'll talk tomorrow, man. Just don't y'all go and drop it. Y'all looking for an argument. The man said he'll call him in the morning and he'll take care of it.
Of course.
Case closed.
Jordan, I take my hat off to you. Jordan, this is Kimo. I take my hat off to you for coming on, being a bigger man. Now, Mike, you know, if Jordan does what he do, we as a race community got to
you
drop
know
that
I'm gonna
subject
say that.
And, you know.
We
you know I'm going to say it.
Got to salute
Kimo, you know I'm going to call a spade a spade. If he do it, I'm going to say he did it.
Mm-hmm.
If he don't, I'm going to say he didn't.
Jordan just said
he's going
to call him in the morning. We don't have to keep blaming the guy. The man said he's going to do it. He said he'll be okay with the phone. He'll talk about it in the morning. If he don't do it, then we'll address it then. Don't keep dragging it out now.
Settling out of court.
Kimo.
Yeah, settling out of court. What's the next case on the docket? What's the next case on the docket?
You motherfuckers are nuts. Mike, I'll call you in the morning when I get to the shop, all right?
All right.
All right, you guys have a...
All right. Judge, Your Honor, what's the next case on the document? Okay. We've got another case.
I want my contingency fee, too.
Oh, man.
Hey, Willie Dog. Hey, Willie Dog.
Yeah.
Willie Dog.
Yes.
You, I told you, you get it out.
I don't want
you get
smoke,
it out
man. I don't
open.
Want no smoke.
You got to fight that, Randy.
Get resolved, man. Get resolved now. You get it out of the open.
I mean, you're right. But I mean, you know, it's good to come to an agreement and to be honest with you. In this racing game, if you ain't got beat out no more than $800, you should be having a motherfucker out here. I know motherfucker got beat out $1,000.
I'm sitting here listening to the work that was done, right? And I
want to
call my motherfucking chassis guy up now.
Oh, man. Not the shade tree fabricator. Not the shade tree fabricator.
I know what I said.
Hey, man. Hey, I'm trying to get in this chassis shop. I'm going to let Mike Harvey take my car to the to my chassis, man, because I know I'll get $400 or $500 back.
Shade tree fabricator.
Hey, 6 miles.
I
know
we're
gonna spend
them
cars now. Hey, man. Hey. Well, I'm gonna tell you this. I explain the situation the way that I see it and the way that my read it. If you write, you're not gonna change your story. You're not gonna bow down if you write.
No, it ain't about him buying down. Sometimes your business and your word and your reputation mean more than just a bit of money.
Hey, Mike, it ain't about him buying down now.
If I can sell my business out of court like that for that much money, then I might think that's a better thing than have anybody right
there. Looking at this, though, Willie.
Now, real talk, Mike, if I know Jordan, like Jordan,
stand-up guy. He did that. He ain't really got nothing too much a dog in the fight. I wouldn't mind.
I agree.
I'm going to tell you now. I say to people, he's going to catch hell from his brother and his damn daddy. They're going to cuss his motherfucking ass out. From
sure.
They're
going
to
tear his ass up.
And this is exactly what's going to happen. And I hope y'all don't get mad at me. Them motherfucking niggas.
Hey. Yep, sure will.
Well, that's what it was the whole time.
Hey, Mike Harvey. Hey, Mike.
Hey,
I'm going
to
say this.
I
wasn't on your ass to be at you like that. I was on your ass to give you what you was going to find. Now, I think one of y'all lying, and I really think that you got that motherfucking piece of paper that say exactly what you said. And I think if it went to court, you was probably going to win. But like you say, all it take him is $400 or $400 or $500 to keep this shit out of court. And
but
then
Flock,
spread the word that
Flock,
them people stand
all he
up.
Had to do was this, man. I'm not no unreasonable.
Well, Brandon,
guy.
Come on, Brandon.
All he had to
hey,
do,
man,
was, hey, man. I'm, you know what, man? I'll knock a couple hundred off for you. I'd have been good with that. But
Kimo,
when
y'all gonna
let
Willie
Dog got you? Willie Dog got you $400. Willie Dog got
you
$400. Don't worry about it. Willie Dog got you $400.
What you want, Brandon? I hear you calling my name.
Come on,
Brandon. Brandon wanted to get Bub on. That's what he wanted. That good
man.
Shit.
I'm tired of
y'all.
Oh, man. Not the Motor City
Budweiser.
Not the Motor City Budweiser.
Hey,
Kimo.
Hey, Kimo.
I'm mad that goddamn Brandon and Randy ain't getting nobody else. They got Mike's help. They got Mike's shit solved. I mean, solved. Why they ain't getting other people's shit solved?
Oh, man.
Call the next case. But you a dumb motherfucker. You can't read. But you sure have some problem solving and conflict resolution going on there, boy. You sure had it going on there.
Hey, Kimo.
You sure was handing it out.
Hey, man, we got some people on the phone, man, that need other people. We got people on the phone that need help, man. The man Bub tried out for help before. They ain't got this man no help. Hey, listen, man. Only we only resolve one problem a night, man.
Not the psychiatrist.
Hey, me, Bub. I'm great, man. I'm a great spirit. I'm okay.
I know, man. But when you down and out, Bub.
But Bub, when you down and out, I don't hear Randy saying get a psychiatrist on the phone. You know what I mean?
Get that man a fresh box of ammunition, 38 cal.
Ain't no psychiatrist gonna pick no killer.
This nigga need help.
All right, this nigga
need
help.
Get that man a fresh box of ammunition, 38 caliber.
Where Randy at?
You gotta get.
Would you please stop it, man?
I'm gone, bro. Hey, bro.
I'm
like, bro.
I'm very respectable to you these days, Meatball. I don't want no smoke.
I don't want no smoke either, bro.
Ahead,
I can say that. I'm going to leave it alone. But
don't piss us off,
Meatball. Hey, hold on. Bro.
Hey,
Hold on.
Hey, Brandon,
hey,
you've been out of line today, son.
What about them other people, man, that That TRE that screwed out of, man. I didn't hear a show about that. I didn't hear no money about Corey.
They gotta get their case called.
Man, that happened years ago.
They gotta get a case number and stuff. So you got to get a case number and bring it to the panel, so.
They're gonna be
on
for
3 months waiting on Kimo to file the papers.
Called already, man.
Yeah. Hey, go ahead, bud. Y'all can have it. Y'all got it.
Randy, you a piece of shit. I didn't hear none of that.
I just want to say thank y'all for bringing that to the front and getting some kind of closure to it. Even if it wouldn't have went that way, I'm still saying thank you.
Hey, Mike Harvey. Now let me say this. When you get that 400, you still ain't gonna profit at all because you got to buy Kimo steak dinner,
flip-flops and wheelie
oh,
dogs.
That
nigga
said
flop.
Did.
Fuck, I won't flop, I'm the first one to get a steak, and I'll just bring it to
Rand,
the
Randy the one came
said,
on,
get
him said,
on the
get
phone.
Him on. 6 months. Yeah, 6 months
yeah,
said, man, get
on.
Him on, so yep, he got to have two steak dinners. You got to buy Nelly and Brandon a steak dinner because they got them the outfit.
This
is motherfucking style when they was going to do the
comedy. Everybody. Hey, flop. Hey, flop.
Yo. Yo.
You got to buy me. I want the biggest T-bone steak. I sent the number. So I need the
oh,
money.
Oh, yeah. Show this.
Hey, that's all
big
right.
Hey, you got to buy tight. Big Ty one because Big Ty got it. Whoa. It said, hey, Big Ty started it off.
Nah, they can
go. Hey,
but guess what, though?
They
I tell you, what, Nick would not have stayed on his phone this long. Neither one of the other boys would have.
He cool, man. They don't want
the door
knocker.
Hey, they definitely
yeah.
gonna
Jordan.
Get on his ass though, cause the other two more in charge.
They don't get on.
No, they ain't. I'm like with it, dog. They gonna say it's not them niggas. Why the fuck you agree to get that nigga something back?
Man, Nick gonna turn pink. They ain't about to do that. They probably just split it down the middle, all of them. They probably just take it.
Hey, Street King, what do you think of lying about Street King?
Oh, shit, here he go. I'm laying the
Hey, good God almighty.
Buddy Skin to have the show. Buddy Skin, this is y'all's show. I don't know what you missed. I've been off the air for 3 weeks. All
right.
Y'all can have it. Go ahead, bud. You can have it. Yeah.
Hey, hold on. Chemo, I said I don't want no smoke at all, man. I'm fighting.
Hey,
I'm chilling. I'm going to phone my
Hey, bud, shut your bitch ass up.
Hey, hold on.
I heard him.
Yeah.
I told you, bitch.
You
motherfucker just
drive
the car, bitch.
I'm on mute, man.
Y'all can have it.
Hey, hold on, y'all.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Chemo, I got an announcement to make. We got to thank our sponsors. This show has been brought to you in part by Ryder Die Racing and D'Ambrose Race Car. Y'all go ahead and go.
Hey, Brandon. Hold on, Brandon. I thought you was doing a documentary on me.
I am.
Do your podcast on Chemo Show, motherfucker.
Hold on, bro. Right, you try to come up with a podcast, my man. And you know I got one coming
hold
up.
Hold on. Hey, Bub.
I'm talking,
I told you, Brandon, trying to be like you.
Headphones and microphones for his stuff.
I told you, Bub.
You got to talk on the back line, nigga. I got a podcast coming out of that.
Bub, that's what Brandon took your idea,
you.
Boy.
Bub and Brandon is cousins, man. They can help
me
out.
I appreciate you being my cousin. I appreciate you.
Hey,
Brandon.
What you say, Brandon? This bitch ass boy trying to overshadow a bitch motherfucker.
Now, Brandon didn't say that. Brandon did say that, man.
Hey, listen. Me and Brandon so like then, he know I'm going to war for him. I'm a swing first, and I can't even fight.
Hey, Brandon, that's the God-loving truth. What's up, Brandon? You said you were going to do a Chemo Show.
Hey,
come on.
All right, well, I'm here. Okay, so me and Skin. We got our interview started. Ken, all right, I want you to tell us about the first time you got you a shot of pussy when you was 9 years old. Go ahead.
The first time I got some pussy, we had built a clubhouse in the backyard, and we was in there, and we were running a train on a bitch, but it wasn't my turn yet. When my turn came, they like, Ken, do you feel it? I said, I don't feel nothing, man. What y'all talking about? They said, hold on, this motherfucker came and grabbed my dick and tried to put it in.
Don't do, man. I can show up, man.
Hey, I'm just keeping it real.
Hey, Bub, your podcast can't fuck with mine.
I like that, Brandon. I like that. You like a little fighter. You like a little fighter.
I'm covering drag racing, street fights, and pornos.
Brandon, that's the only question you got, Brandon.
Ooh. Hey, Brandon, I've been running. I've been doing this podcast shit, and that's great.
Man, bitch, don't nobody want to hear that fake titch's ass podcast.
No,
bitch.
It is. Come on, man. God damn, this is not the Chicago
you,
show, man.
You don't know nothing, pussy motherfucker, about my dick. Oh, God
damn,
bitch,
man.
Bitch, don't nobody want to hear your shit, bitch.
Ballhead, go
we doing
ahead,
the real one right now. Tell that bitch, Brandon.
Ballhead, could you please go around
Brandon.
Somewhere, please?
Hey, Brandon, when the first time BJ made a pass in that motherfucking mini drag stuff,
motherfucker? That was 3 weeks ago. All right, so listen. Yeah, I want you to tell, I think Willie Dog, ancient, decrepit ass still on here listening. I want you to tell everybody when the first time you bought your first, when you bought your first car and what kind of car it was and how you got it.
When I bought my first car, I was 11 years old. I was shooting dice in the park. We could shoot 5 and 10 and shit. I won like $300. They quit. And one of my buddies, he was about 7 years older than me. So he had to be 18. She said, Skin, I know a lady selling a car for $75. I said, shit, let's go get it. We went over there and got the motherfucker. It was a motherfucker, 72 deuce in the quarter with a 455 rock in that bitch. We got that bitch. Look, I got that bitch for $75.
Oh, shit.
The man gave me the title. I said, what is that? He said, that's the title. I said, I don't know what that is. I put it in the glove compartment. I'm 11 years old. The bitch wouldn't start up. We went and took that bitch over to Johnny Hardcastle. Goddamn it, Johnny Hardcastle. I can start that motherfucker up. He said, give me $150. I get a man $150. I didn't know no better because I'm 11. The motherfucking points was gone in the bitch. He put some points in that bitch. That bitch fired right up, goddamn it. I was making motherfuckers in the mile, the quarter, whatever. I don't know how fast it runs. I ain't know nothing about no time. All I know is I was burning rubber. I took a pillow off my grandmama's couch and pulled the seat all the way up, and I was driving that bitch with the crossbar seat. You know what I mean, bro?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, if you get to drive a motherfucking mini Jackson 5, what the fuck do you think I was doing at 11, motherfucker?
You was driving a deuce in the corner.
You know what I'm saying? They mad at me. Hey, and back then, that was like 1982, motherfucker. We had to have plates on the car. We write some shit on a piece of paper and put it in the back window. We were riding like a motherfucker. You ain't need no motherfucking insurance or nothing back then, man, like you do now.
Hey,
so they lie and they tell you something different.
Hey, Brad,
we were selling plates. Hey,
Brad, I need to ask you.
Go ahead.
And I know you ain't but
5 foot.
At 11, how the fuck was you sitting over the dashboard
in
that
deuce
the quarter, man?
You're not listening to me, Primo. I don't know how tall I was at 11, but all I know is I took a pillow off my grandmama's couch. I stole that bitch. All the way
hey,
up. The police
yeah.
told me about 6 months later, goddammit, I was in my mama 77 Nova. I got caught. They said, we saw that little bit ass boy, ma'am. We had to pull him over. They locked my dumb ass up. My mama came and got me. And I went to court. They said, look, you look like you could drive from what we seen when you was driving, but you just looked too young. we had to pull you over. Miss Cooper, you need to get that. Wait till he get his license and tell him to drive when he gets 16. I was about 12 years old when they caught my dumb ass. I stole my mama's car. She had a 77 Nova, motherfucker, with a straight six in that bitch. And I was whooping motherfuckers with that. I was neutral dropping that bitch, tearing motherfuckers' ass up. Give up.
He was a bad motherfucker.
Yeah, anything else you want to know?
Yes, Lord.
I didn't graduate from high school. I was shooting dice in the locker room every period, motherfucker. I was breaking bitches. That's what I was doing, motherfucker. I got locked up. I got my motherfucking GED. I scored so high, they said, you want to be a tutor? They made me a tutor in the joint, motherfucker. What else you bitches want to know?
I like that.
And that's a lot of one of you faggot-ass niggas. Lil Will come over here. You got a diploma? Bitch, I don't give a fuck what you got. You ain't outsmarted no motherfucker, bitch. I can do what you doing. You ain't doing nothing, bitch. I go get a truck and haul the motherfucking rocks. You ain't doing nothing. I haul the car, bitch. You ain't doing nothing that an uneducated motherfucker can't do, bitch. Anything else you motherfuckers want to know? Bitch, I'm an open book, pussy motherfucker.
How many kids you got?
I got 7 kids, 7 baby mamas, bitch. I've been fucking this all along. Longer than you bitches been eating food, nigga. I've been fucking. Y'all might know some of my baby mama. Fuck that bitch. I had one kid and I eat bitch. Once the bitch had a baby, I said, bitch, I don't want you no more. I went to the next bitch. Anything else you want to know? Motherfucker.
You're cold motherfucker.
Come on with your bad ass. You want to know about the bitch I fucked?
Yeah,
you want to know about the bitch
ahead,
I fucked that was married to a dope dealer? She opened the whole state, motherfucker. I said, I don't want that shit, bitch. What you opening that up for me for? Bitch, I want some pussy. Bitch, I don't steal. I fuck, bitch. And then the nigga called me 2 months later. I heard you fuck my bitch. I said, nigga, I don't even know what you're talking about. Where your bitch at? Send her to me and I'll fuck her. I don't know what you're talking about, nigga. Fuck you calling my phone, fuck, bitch. Just keep lying to me, nigga. You beat that bitch up for nothing, nigga. I ain't never fucked her. Show me a picture. I'll tell you if I fucked her or not. Nigga, never send me a picture. Next question.
Next question.
Nigga was selling drugs in Minnesota, and his bitch was up here in Indiana, and I was putting my dick in her mouth while he in Minnesota selling 16s and 8-balls, motherfucker. What else you want to know?
Hold on, Skin. Let me see.
What else you
want to
know?
Can I get a second, Skin? Let me see what Tim Hart wants.
Go ahead.
I don't want to change the subject. It's too late now, Kimo.
Oh, man, that's sandstone.
I want to know why Willie... Hold on. I want to know why it's okay for Willie Dawg to get away with stuff, but it's wrong for me. It ain't no problem. Why Dre... I'm looking at this picture. Dre's face looks just like his horse's behind, but it's okay for Willie Dawg to say it, but I say it ain't right. I got a problem with that, Kimo. I want to bring
Tim, this ball, you gotta earn that shit, Tim. You can't get it given to you. You got to earn it.
Oh, I like that, Willie Dawg. Like that. See, that's what Tim don't understand. You ain't earned your stripes. Tim, I'll get your old ass down in that rocket ship. I hope your eyes don't roll back in your head, motherfucker. Shut the fuck up. If you you'll get your motherfucking shine, goddammit. You got to put in work, man. Willie Dawg to put in work. He done fucked the white girl.
He
something, white bitch.
Tell you why he can. Hey, Tim, I'm gonna tell you why he can get away with it. He canine. He pedigree.
Yeah, he a pedigree. Uh-oh. And you ain't never fucked none but one lady, Tim. Hope your eyes don't roll back in the back of your head, cause that's what we know he don't want to have to do. He wants you to die. Chemo trying to save you, but you keep fucking with chemo. Leave chemo alone. Stop worrying about what Willie Dawg and Ken doing, and do your own self, motherfucker. Sit back. Sit back and relax.
I'm gonna interview you next week, Big House. I got you.
No,
I like that.
Yeah.
Wow.
That bitch motherfucker wasn't even born then when I was five. When I was like 5 years old, and my cousin used to come. She was about 18 or 19 at the time. She used to come and jump in the bed with me. I used to feel on her legs and shit, and I thought I was fucking. My dick was hard as goddamn it. I thought I was fucking with my dumb ass. I was about 5 years old. She used to come jump in the bed with me. What? You jumping in bed with me? Hey, guess what my grandma was saying?
Yeah.
We're jumping in bed with them goddamn and get skin. He ain't gonna fuck around and fuck them. I said, what the, I ain't know what fuck me. I ain't know what that word means. 5 years old.
Hey.
I could have been a child molester at five. I was molested at 19 years old. Got my dumb ass off. I was fucking and I was feeling on her leg while she was sleeping. She wasn't sleeping though. She knew I was feeling on her leg. She wanted to be a stankin' motherfucker.
Hold on, I got to look at my book of all my questions. Something about that time when you ate that ass.
When I did what?
You ate the ass that one time.
I ain't never ate no ass. You talking about when the bitch ate my ass? I was in the bathroom. I was about 23. I might have been 22 or 23. I was in the bathroom taking the shit. This bitch called my phone. She called me anonymous. I said, who the fuck is this? Boy, you know this Tasha. She said, I want to come over. I want to fuck you. I said, all right. So I hung up the phone. While the bitch was outside, the bitch was ringing the bell. I said, damn, who the fuck is that ringing the bell? I ain't know it was her. So I got them and I pull up my pants. I wipe my ass a little bit with the tissue. I hurry up and pull my ass. Hurry up and go answer the door. I go answer the motherfucking door. It's the bitch. I said, bitch, why you ain't tell me you was goddamn outside? She started laughing and shit. The bitch come in and start pulling my pants off all that. The bitch licked my ass. I just took the shit, man. I didn't even wipe my ass. The bitch licked my ass and didn't even tell me that it smelled like shit. The bitch tried to put up face by my face.
Hey, Brandon.
This ain't your motherfucking story.
Brandon, why are you jumping in?
You big 300-pound gorilla? What is you talking in for, motherfucker?
Wait a minute,
don't you hear
man.
Me telling? Don't you hear me telling Brandon my
sure
motherfucking stuff?
Brandon,
I
don't
want don't you to
forget
make sure
to,
shit.
Wait a minute. Brandon, make sure you ask him on page 13. Did he kiss her after she did all that?
Hey, Brandon, don't talk to this punk motherfucker because I tried to tell you. But if he shut the fuck up, he would have got the real answer. But he's still going to get the real answer, but he ain't going to believe it.
Yeah, we don't
tell
him about
it. Goddamn it, licked my ass. She pushed my legs up and licked my ass and didn't say nothing. That bitch had her face by me. I said, hold on,
bitch,
we ain't finna kiss. Is you crazy? I know she done licked my ass, bitch. I don't like my own shit. I ain't like you, Tim House. You'll eat your own shit because it's yours. I don't want none of that.
Hey,
No.
You know,
damn, Shorty.
All I want to know, did you kiss her after that? That's all.
Man, you just said,
no,
shut the fuck up. Brandon gave me the interview.
Hey,
and them motherfuckers talking.
Shut the fuck up. The young people call when the girl puts her legs up.
They call that Lamborghini the doors. You was the inventor of getting the doors Lamborghini.
Hey, the bitch pushed my legs up like
Brian,
I was a Lamborghini.
B, hold up, please.
No,
like she was finna fuck me and lick my ass. I said, this nasty motherfucker.
Oh,
hey,
my God.
To crack a dog.
God. I never fucked that bitch after that, man. Niggas was fucking her, talking about, ooh, she sucked a dick. I said, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, she licked my ass and kissed you, nasty motherfucker. Hey, come out.
Crack of dawn.
You want to be relevant, Tim. Hey, worry about what you got going on. Worry about what your fat ass got going on. Don't worry about what the fuck going on right here. Because I ain't got no filter, and I ain't going to tell no lie. You ain't the motherfucking interviewer. This only exclusive for Brandon. If any one of you other motherfuckers ask me, I'm going to tell you, y'all can suck my dick, motherfucker. What the fuck is you talking about? I don't have no question to you, motherfucker. Y'all don't own the right to this interview, punk motherfucker.
Yeah.
I tell y'all what I want to tell y'all.
Yo,
what
right,
you
say,
Brandon? Tim out,
hey,
Brandon,
Brandon,
it's
so
cause you
it's
driving,
on.
Cause you go, cause you drove this car. He want to interrupt the motherfucker. Cause you drove that old shit.
Don't interrupt. I'm about to mute everybody's mic except for me and
yeah.
Ken.
Call Brandon phone.
Okay. I'm about to mute everybody's mic except for me and Ken. We gotta get this shit going.
Come on, Brandon.
Man,
why you got a headache? I'm just keeping it real. Hey, Brandon.
Man.
I was telling you about the time when I was like 11 or 12. No, I'm probably 12. Man, we used to break in the motherfucking junkyard and put a motherfucking water hose in the gas tank and siphon the gas out the car. I used to have my buddy do it. Hey, man, how you do that? I don't know how to do it. Man, that man sucked that motherfucker to the gas started coming and shit got in his mouth. And goddamn, I was laughing like a motherfucker. That gas was coming in the bucket. We put that shit in the bucket and sneak out
not
that
the
motherfucker
93,
up under the gate. And man, we didn't know what it was. It could have been 82. We didn't know what the fuck it was. We just pulled the gas in the car we're driving, and probably I blowed that bitch up. Hey, Brandon, you ain't asking me about how I blew that motherfucker 72 tubes up. That
he
raggedy
was,
motherfucker. My dumb ass went up to Major Motors. Hey, I went up to
Major Motors
because I saw the... I saw the motherfucker. I saw the man fix my car. He was in the alley spraying gum out in the carburetor rabbing on it. I said, shit, I better do that. My dumb ass went up to Major Motors and bought some carburetor cleaner. It was about $3. I bought the carburetor cleaner and sprayed it in the motherfucking Buick and rabbing that motherfucker. Man, that bitch started knocking. I'm rabbing on that motherfucker, opening up the foreground, do it. Man, that bitch started knocking, man.
Goddamn,
I was mad than a motherfucker. Hey, I'm 11 or 12 years old. They say, I said, man, what is that knocking noise? He said, it sounds like a little man in the motor. You done blow that bitch up. I said, come on. I cried. Look,
blows
I ain't gonna lie on a national show. I started crying, kid. I went up to 11 or 12. I started crying, man. Fuck it. I cried. I ain't gonna lie. That was my first car, man. I had to cry. I blowed the bitch up. What do you want me to do?
Blowed it up.
Man, I blowed that motherfucker up with my stupid ass.
Hold on, kid. I got to mute Junior Mike. Who lying on?
Man, that bitch Junior bad because he white privilege. Bitch, we know you did more than us.
Oh,
get
man.
Your bitch ass
not
up.
The white privilege.
Oh, bitch. Bitch, we had food stamps, you pussy motherfucker. Bitch, motherfucker, we had sugar bread.
Well,
bitch motherfucker. We put Aunt Jemima served for
books.
The bread and eat it, motherfucker. We playing like it was pancakes.
Cyrus
you famine. Punk bitch.
Cyrus famine.
We know
Cyrus,
you had
Cyrus
money,
famine.
Bitch. We ain't had no money, bitch. That's why we learned how to make grilled cheese, bitch. We had food stamps, you pussy motherfucker.
In
fuck
the book.
You talking about? Get out of our business.
I like
Brandon,
that.
Back to you. Appreciate back
that.
To you, man.
$50 books.
Great interview, Shorty. Great job. You're doing great. Bitch.
I'm going to interview Junior next week.
Yeah.
Just a fantastic
Oh,
man.
Hey, Brandon.
Shorty.
Hey, Brandon, why you ain't telling Pops about bitch-ass Lil Will? He don't know what a food stamp is. The bitch motherfucker never been on welfare.
Oh,
the bitch was a privileged kid.
Ooh,
not
that,
the silver spoon.
Yeah, bitch had that silver spoon in his mouth, and he gonna be mad enough because he had a silver spoon. Bitch, you ought to be happy, bitch. Just learn our culture, you pussy motherfucker. We had racist shit, bitch. Pussy motherfucker. We look up these roaches in the cereal box, bitch. They were coming out. I said, damn, I ain't eating today.
Look like raisins.
And the roach came out the goddamn cereal box. I said, goddamn, I don't want none of that.
That was a raisin. That was a raisin.
You said what, Brandon?
How old was you when I had the first baby?
When I had my first baby.
Yeah, how old was you? How old was you when you had your first?
When I had my first baby?
Yeah.
Something. Yeah.
You had almost 10 years of experience fucking.
I'm doing a little fucking in high school now. I'm doing a little fucking. I ain't gonna take no lie.
Yeah, you ain't do like my boy Street King. Just one right off rip. God damn.
No.
Or hit a quarter.
No, I was like 17, and then I turned 18 before I had the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Before she had the baby, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, my first son, he'll be 33 his birthday. Yeah, this punk motherfucker be 33, a bitch motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, this interview, everybody want me to interview. Man. I got 50 text messages.
Yeah, I don't know why they mad at me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Why they mad at me? You know what I'm talking about?
Hey, Skin, what is a jitty boom?
You know what a jitty boom, a punk motherfucker, bitch motherfucker that ain't shit? There's many definitions. It's what you think.
It's what you think a motherfucker
ain't nothing. Right. But a jitty boom is like you say, man, I got to raise him. He a jitty boom. That means you don't have no respect for him. You a try him. That's a jitty boom.
Okay.
You got no respect for
this
him.
This Brandon show, I just wanted to ask.
Nah,
go ahead.
No.
I just wanted to ask.
I guess.
Me and Skin was getting it started, so you can have it. No, I'm good. I'm cool.
Hey, let me ask you this. What's his name, Bub? What is a stroke?
My phone breaking up. Skin, I'm going to call back.
What, bitch, you ain't going to call back, bitch. What is a stroke, bitch? Fuck you talking about?
Same thing.
Bitch, ain't nothing wrong with your phone,
yeah.
Pussy,
same
bitch.
Thing.
What is a stroke?
Same thing as a jitty boom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
We're getting somewhere. Now you know what a jitty boom is. Same thing as you saying a motherfucker stroke. Same motherfucking thing, baby. Same motherfucking thing. Hello?
Shorty, what do you predict for the... grudge world over in Chicago. Local
grudges. You said, what do I predict in the grudge world of Chicago?
Local grudges over there. Who gonna do something this year?
Well, I would be telling you a lie if I didn't tell you I was going to try to do something. I know I'm going to try to do something. Now, I know Three Lug going to try to do something. I do know that Leon going to try to do something. But, you know, he'll have a couple of stipulations. But, I mean, if you can abide by him, you can get his ass or he can get your ass. Because he's going to mm-hmm. come off the trailer and all that other shit. So I do know he's going to do something. And Vaughn's going to do something. Vaughn's going to race.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Vaughn, hey Shorty, now, hey, Shorty, I do need to ask you about that. I think I was listening, and I didn't say anything. I didn't say anything. Vaughn and is that Didi?
Yeah, Didi. Yeah, he's going to race.
Hey, do you think them two got out of hand the other night, or?
Well, let me say this. It's hard for me to say. We can as consumers, we can say, yeah, they got out of hand because everybody feel different. Some people feel you shouldn't go there and say this. Some people feel you mm-hmm. shouldn't go there and say that. But it was all in fun to me. That's how Didi okay. talked. So he mm-hmm. pulled okay. Vaughn into it. Vaughn obliged them. I didn't think he really did nothing wrong. I can't say they overstepped boundaries because that's the type of shit Didi been doing since I know him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So you know what I'm saying? That don't
so
make it right. I'm just telling you that's what he do.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he do now. He gonna say all kind of shit. He know I ain't lying. He gonna say all kind.
Mm-hmm.
He gonna say motherfucker, you pole, you this, you that, motherfucker.
Oh,
I tore the whole block up, and built my house.
Damn.
I got 31 grandkids. I sent 24 kids
all
to college.
All them sleep in the same bed.
Now. He gonna man. He gonna say all that. He gonna say all that. So, I mean, when you know him, see, it might sound foreign to somebody else, Kimo, that
mm-hmm.
don't know him. But when you know him, you don't pay no attention because you know that's what type of shit he gonna say. And Keith
mm-hmm.
know that's what he gonna say. I know that's what he gonna say. A bunch of other people know that's what he gonna say. Did Vaughn
mm-hmm.
know what he's gonna say? I don't know. Vaughn just obliged him and said what the fuck he wanted to say.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you want to ask me, do I think it got out of hand for police purposes, I would say, yeah. They're talking about
the
illegal shit and this and that and fentanyl and all that old shit. Now, they but I guess they legitimate, so it don't affect them. See, when shit don't
mm-hmm.
affect you, you'll say all kind of shit. But if some people
mm-hmm.
that'll say some shit that will affect them, and then I guess they'll regret it later. I don't know. Hopefully
mm-hmm.
they don't. But that's how that shit go, Kimo. But that's when
yeah.
you see certain people be like, you know what, I'm finna hang up. I don't want to hear this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
A motherfucker be going too far. But, I mean, you know,
yeah.
I mean, kid have been around a long time. I've been around a half a century.
Yeah.
You've been around almost a half a century. A lot of other people on the phone been around 30-plus years, 40-plus years, almost 50-plus
mm-hmm.
years, 60-plus years. They know right from wrong, man. Motherfuckers say what they think they need to say because they can't win the argument.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes motherfuckers go out the way. You know what I'm saying? We just hope it's all in fun and hope don't nobody get in trouble or get killed or get fucked up
mm-hmm.
behind it, Kimo. But they do a lot of strange
yeah.
things, and include me.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know what
I,
so,
I thought that was
you know,
pretty strange the other day. Like, whoa. Wait
no,
a minute.
And I agree with you. I agree with you. But, you know, hey, Vaughn got all kind of texts. Motherfucker telling him to chill out. But, you know, he want to
mm-hmm.
say what he want to say. He want to let the man. He felt like he didn't want to let the man get the best of him. So he going to say what the fuck he want to say. And we
mm-hmm.
know he going to say what the fuck he want to say.
Got a point,
that's how they go. Ain't paying no lie now, Kimo.
I'm listening.
Don't pay no
I
lie.
Say nothing.
All right. But see, you ain't do nothing wrong. Well, I'm supposed to say nothing. It wasn't your fight.
Mm-mm.
That was not
your
fight.
Not at all.
So fuck it. You left that alone. It wasn't your fight.
That's right.
It's all good. It's all motherfucking good, baby.
Well, B-Love, go.
Yo, I'm right here.
Be love. Got man, your podcast.
Yeah, love. Brandon. Hey, Brandon.
Yeah.
Hey, do anybody know if the Lions game over with yet?
Uh-oh,
nope, not yet.
That there Mike Harvey. Is that Mike Harvey?
That's Mike Harvey.
16-13, Green
Mike
Bay.
15-13.
Okay.
Yeah.
Green Bay.
I didn't know.
14 minutes.
I didn't know the Lions.
14 minutes
I didn't
ago.
I know the Lions would be that close to them.
Good God Almighty.
Damn,
Mike Harvey. Mike Harvey.
What's up?
I need to know that Mike Harvey sent that motherfucking number out because these niggas crying for help. Nigga needs some help, man.
Oh, man.
I want
not the 1-800 help me.
That number out, Kimo. Kimo,
not
I need
the 1-800 help me.
Kimo.
Hey, Skin, I ain't been on in a few days, about a week. Hey, I said I had to give y'all
hey,
a break. I had to.
Ask Mike Harvey, man. Mike Harvey been all, Mike Harvey got a motherfucking GoFundMe page, man. That bitch over $7 million right now. And he But Mike Harvey sent all the proceeds to that football player that got injured. Old Hamlin.
Mm-hmm.
He sent it over there.
Good,
right. So he got
a good place.
Mike got
a good place
all
to
over.
Send it.
That right. Mike got our sign all over.
Hey, shit, we came up. Uh-huh. Hey, it was me and you who came up with the $7 million in 1 week, so we can do it again.
I get it, baby. Uh-huh. I get it, baby. I get it. I'm just trying to act like I'm behind the scenes.
See, you put me up on the signs to look for, the look away,
oh,
and to go along
man,
to get along.
On, not to look away and to go alone to get it along. Hey, Tim Mouse said, Tim Mouse, come on, cry for help, motherfucker. Cry, motherfucker. You ready? Come on.
Cry for help.
Come on, Tim Mouse.
Oh, man, not the Tim Mouse. Not the big son
see,
of a gun.
See, Skin.
See,
Skin taught us. See, this is what Skin taught us. Skin say shit is happening in front of you all day, every day. You just got to recognize the signs.
That's right.
Call it what it is.
No lie,
good point. Good point.
Man, I'm keeping it real.
I heard you say something about my buddy Lil Will, but, you know, Lil Will got on me about having some shows and shit. Did you know this motherfucker ain't on the show?
He ain't been
on
there all
night. He wrong now. He wrong for that bullshit.
He ain't been on there all night.
He wrong for that bullshit now. See what I'm saying, Mike? Crying out for help. He want a motherfucker to do something that he ain't going to do. See what I'm talking about, Mike?
I'm going to let
Kimo out to dry. He'll left Kimo out to drive. Kimo got to run it all
the
by his motherfucker, yo.
Out in the pasture, all by himself.
Motherfucker. A rock motherfucker. He's going to come up with this bullshit. He going to come up with this bullshit, man. I'm playing basketball with the kids all day. All that old shit.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to hear that shit, man.
Hey, yeah, I don't know if you've been hard. Kimo had him a good show.
That's what I'm saying.
And
this motherfucker, Lil Will,
hey,
left the motherfucker out to drive. He thought it was going to be bad. With his pussy.
He was a problem solver today.
Hey,
Willie
you know what he's
going to
do, Brandon? You know what he's going to do, Brandon?
He was the bailiff.
You know what Lil Will was going to do?
Flop was
don't call me in the morning and be like, how was the show without me, Skin? Oh, it was wonderful. You a lie. I need to go back and listen to it. Because he said it wasn't shit without him. Now, I'm telling you what's real.
Man. Oh, man, not Lil Wilmer.
Tell him tell him to go back and listen to it. Fuck Wilma. Tell him I said it. Huh?
Mm.
Mm. They thought the show wasn't going to be shit without him. He wants Kimo to cancel it. Fuck him. Fuck him, Kimo.
Mm-hmm.
They'll get you a podcast together, baby. It's going to be all right. Your podcast together. It's going to be all right.
Yeah.
Don't let Bud run it, though. It's going to be fucked up.
Oh,
let
man. Not the Motor City Budweiser.
Man, story you better time, switch man. Up. Right. Let Brandon get in there one day. Let Flop get in there one day. Let Key get in there. Let me get in there one day. But if you let Bub get in there, that bitch going to shit. That nigga with no apology.
Hey, boy, yeah. Hey, listen.
Shut
it's
up, bitch.
It's over.
Bitch, you been saying that for 4 years, bitch. I'm about to, I got
no,
gray
I
hair on my pussy.
I done got a sex change
and everything. My name Caitlin now, bitch.
Me, boy.
And all you right. Still ain't got a podcast, all bitch.
All right, boy. I can't beat you talking about here. I can't beat you.
But you lying, though, bitch.
I'm still
you ain't
got to
beat me talking. All you do is got to show me.
I know.
Show me.
It's over with. It's over.
Hey, look. Hey, Kimo.
With Mr. Brandon.
Yeah, come on. I'm
hey, Kimo. A motherfucker ain't got to keep telling you he rich. They just got to show you, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My motherfucker don't keep talking about I'm rich, but he ain't showing shit. Show me, nigga.
Oh, man.
Show me.
Do like they do in Missouri, the show me state.
Yeah, I'm from the show me state, bitch. Missouri written all on my dick. If you pull my pants down, you'll see it, motherfucker.
Nah.
If I pull my pants down, I bet you see Missouri on my dick. I'm from the show me state, nigga. I ain't with all that talking, nigga. Show me. Show me you a bad motherfucker. Nigga, I'll show you. When Brandon asked me, nigga, I'll show you, nigga. My first car was 11 years old, nigga. 1972 deuce in the
corner. The talkingest motherfucker on the show.
455.
Come on, Junior.
Rocket, nigga. 455
rocket,
nigga.
That's disrespectful,
Junior. Nigga, hey, check it out,
hey,
Junior.
Hey,
that
hey,
bitch
man.
Wouldn't start up. I said, what's wrong with it? Need some gas. We went and siphoned the gas, put it in there, still wouldn't start, bitch. It was just spinning over, bitch. I went and got a battery, just spinning over, bitch. They said, I can fix it. Give me 150. He robbed me. He knew I was a little kid. I said, fuck it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, got that. Come on, take this 150.
Hey,
I get
hey,
150, Ken. Nigga, put some points in it. Bitch, fire right up. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, well, you know, if you want, we can get that motherfucker on the phone to see if y'all can get something resolved. See if he gets $50 back. We can resolve
who
it.
That? Who you talking about,
make
Brandon?
That old, we
what's
make
the
that
nigga
old
who
motherfucker
fixed
get
the car?
Money
who
back.
Fixed the car, Skin?
Yeah,
we the car.
Man, that motherfucker dead as Martin Luther King, man. We can't get him on the phone. That bitch in the grave.
And you're crying
that
out for help.
Eyes
shut up.
That bitch
stop
eyes rolled in
help.
The back of his head about 10 years ago.
Hey,
my brother. He did that shit. He did that shit. He did that shit that our Lil Will want Tim House to do. Sitting in that motherfucking chair. Eyes rolled in the back of his head.
Oh, man.
Now, I can't make this up, Brandon. I would not lie to you. And the nigga who was riding with me that took me to get the deuce, his funeral was just September the 7th. So
yeah.
That was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
That
mm-hmm.
was his funeral, man. He died, man, in a car accident.
On the Skyway.
The motherfucker that was riding with me on the Skyway and wasn't scared. I was doing 100. He wasn't scared, man.
Mm-hmm.
I was 11. He was 18. He wasn't even scared. He said, shit, you know what you're doing. Go ahead. Flying in that motherfucker. I was scared to death.
He was scared.
He was a dumb motherfucker. That's probably why he died in the car accident 2-3 weeks ago.
So don't go up on the Skyway now, Charlie. It cost you $640. I'm going up on the Skyway now.
I don't give a fuck what they call. I turn around where the motherfucking state troopers turn around at, goddamn it. I ain't I'm going to go right there. Hey, where them state troopers be sitting there sometimes, I'm going to go right there and bust a U-turn like I'm the state trooper.
Oh, man.
I don't give a dime.
Oh,
you
man,
know
you don't dodge
your
$640.
You
don't
dodge
your $640, Charlie?
Kid, why don't you stop that bullshit, kid? You know we know how to dodge they motherfucking ass. Stop that bullshit, kid.
Oh,
we
man.
We brought that bitch the opposite way, motherfucker. Shit.
Man.
Hey, we'll go up that bitch
oh,
on
boy.
87th Street. Go up the opposite
yep.
way and turn around and say, block that bitch off. Get out, bitch. You raised it to $5,000 and our dumb ass don't want to pay $640. We got to be some dumb motherfuckers. Go ahead.
Every time you mention that Buick, Junior come off of mute. I don't know what he got against Buick.
Man, oh, I got man. I had that, but the first time I had was a Buick, man, 455, baby. 455, that bitch was running, baby. Ooh-wee.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? That was 1982. Motherfucker, time to change. It's 2022. 40 motherfucking
mm-hmm.
years later. I don't want no goddamn Buick at this age. Ooh.
Oh, man.
I don't want no Buick at 51. I had one when I was 11. That was 40 years ago. Man, that motherfucker Buick was flying 40 years ago. Shit, 40 years ago, man, that Chevrolet gonna kill that bitch. They get old LS, beat the fuck out of old 455. That ain't shit.
Hey, my first little Cutlass had an Oldsmobile 305 in it. Is any...
No, it didn't. Ain't no such thing. Ain't no such thing as a 307, Kimo.
307, okay. I know I put the oil in the top of the motor in the front. I said,
Yeah, you had an Oldsmobile. Hopefully you might have had a 403 in that bitch, but I doubt it.
No, it was a little more. It wasn't no big motor.
Yeah, 307. It'll go goddamn
307.
Okay. It's V8. 307.
Yeah, V8.
350,
shorty. 350. Hey, like Tony Byers said, it was 307. 307. 307. I'm going to straighten you, Kimo. It was a 307.
You pull the oil down a tube, Kimo?
Yeah, they did
that with all of them, kid.
That was a 350.
That
was a 350.
With the 307, the 350.
307,
yeah,
you didn't pull no oil down,
307. 307, kid. I think it was 307, kid, because it wasn't as powerful as a 350. Because I remember when I tore it up, it was like, nah, that ain't about the 307. I wanted to take the motor out.
Nigga, you tore up a
bottom
wheel, nigga.
Nigga,
you tore
a
bottom wheel.
No, not that car. Not that car, Aaron. I'm talking about that green. I had a green.
Nah, no, I'm saying, nigga, you tore Bonneville up, nigga. You can't drive.
Oh, yeah. When I came out of touch that night, I was drinking good, baby. I was drinking real good.
Nigga hit the gate. Nigga ran up on the sidewalk and hit the gate. What the fuck?
What year was the chemo?
I don't know, man. Shit, I don't know what year that car was. It wasn't
no
front wheel drive,
wasn't
it? Wasn't one of them old
Bonneville. Yeah, it was like an
86 or 85. Oh, yeah, that was old slow-ass 307, man. That was old slow-ass 307. Hell on the world.
Yeah, them motorcycles, baby.
Yeah, Eric has some motorcycles.
Hey, I just found all these. You gotta look at them pictures, Kimo. Box.
Look at them. Say what, Aaron?
Dude had a Corvette.
That
well,
was Lil
Tony
Mustang. I bought that Mustang for Lil Tony. That was it.
Yeah.
He drove the motor up. Had two systems on it. Burned, split the block in half.
By the way, Kimo, Detroit took the lead.
Oh, really?
Yeah, man,
that
might happen
though.
Yeah.
It ain't gonna happen. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have an interview today.
Have faith, Kimo. They can do it. Have faith.
Have faith. Tim Howell.
Yeah.
What's going on? Have you got any updates on that Buick? I ain't heard that Buick. I talked to the Buick son today. I talked to him today.
I don't supposed to say this, Kimo, but the Buick is ready to go.
Yes, sir.
I don't know. My board just said all the cars ended. What the hell?
We're still on here.
Out here, we still on. Boy, it went crazy. Everybody supposed to dropped off today, but still on.
Anytime you mention that Buick, Kimo, you know people start ducking and dodging. They know that Buick coming.
Hey, if the Buick make them do that, shit, that's a bad boy. Oh, yeah. Storm.
Well, fellas, we're going to go on in this thing, man. Thank y'all for coming out.
Thank you very much, Chemo, for the show. Thank you very much. Great show, man. I got to tell you, I normally get your arms tied. It was a good show.
First show of the new year. First show of the new year.
Yeah. Yeah, I got to I gave you boys a little something. Y'all said, oh, we need the show. I guess y'all got tired of old shaking big boy, y'all. What are you over there talking about, cooking some bacon right now or something?
Oh, man.
All right, man. Same time, same place right. Next week, man.
Mm-hmm,
man.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right, fellas. I can't even play no music, man. All right, I'll get with y'all tomorrow.
Dan, cue the music.
Oh.